want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Oh, I got to push the button.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
There we go. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing, Fresno?
Hello. There you go. Let's see. Larry King. I'd like to start today before the groaners with the Larry tape. Now, some of them are very long.
I was on and then I was off.
Well, it's because of the configuration with the studio, Mike, which I'm not going to get into.
Studio looks great to me.
At this moment. On your side, things are fantastic.
Yeah, except for being fat. And wearing a shirt that's too small. Look at this shirt.
Look at this shirt. Aesthetically, all of your surroundings are pleasing.
Right. Look at it. Look.
I see that.
It's an XL.
You might want to think about double XL.
I think I might be. God, I feel like I'm going to burst. I swear to God. I just have to undo this. No, this is just too big.
Come on, Will Ferrell. Yeah.
This is just too big.
Please.
That's better.
Here we go.
Let it breathe.
I'm really sorry, but I just have to. Thank you, Rob.
I'll tell you one thing.
I'm going to have to get like a t-shirt during the break.
You're good.
I can't do a whole show like this.
You're good for my self-esteem.
Right.
Because I am wearing an XL today.
Yeah, that fits well. You weigh less than I do.
And I felt that it pulled on me a little bit.
Yeah, well, this is a Tommy Bahama XL. And Tommy Bahama XLs are not normal XLs. They're a little, just a teeny tiny bit smaller than the average XL.
Yeah, and this one that I'm wearing.
You wouldn't understand that.
Okay, Mr. Petite.
Okay, Mia Hamm. Good to know.
My wife bought me this one. It's a, I think, Caribbean Soul, the Jimmy Buffett shirt. Yeah. She bought it for me last year. Mm-hmm. And when I put it on last year, it was really great until I sat down.
Yeah.
And when I sat down, all of the holes popped.
That looks like a small, that looks like it might be even smaller than this one.
Oh, I believe it is.
Do you want to trade? Do you want to just see if yours fits, if I fit into that one better than, I mean, do you want to see?
I'm sure this one is smaller than that one.
Yeah, you think that one's smaller than this one?
Yeah. Oh,
all right. Okay. Do you think that runs smaller, that XL runs smaller than the,
all right, here you go.
Because it looks small on you.
Shouldn't there be some standard?
What?
I mean, for like what an XL is?
Yes.
Because I have certain shirts that won't fit me if I don't iron them.
It's been a long time since we've taken off our shirts to start the show.
At the same time.
Let me say welcome.
Wow.
Welcome.
This is freshly laundered.
In the event that
As is mine, Mike.
In the event that that fits you?
Yeah.
A lovely material.
You've both been out in the sun, I can tell that.
You like that? All right, hold on, let's see. Let me see how Mike's fits me, and I'll try Mike's on.
And thus a tradition is born.
And, you know, I don't know.
No, this is too small.
This is, and besides, yours feels damp.
No way.
Oh, maybe. Maybe it's worse. Right.
Oh, I can't say that? I
can't say that anymore. Say it smells like a diaper.
God, I forget. It smells like a diaper. I forget. It's not funny anymore.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
They knew what you were trying to say.
Well, yours is just a tiny bit.
Hold on, Mike. Hold on.
Yours is a tiny bit tighter in the chest.
I just don't know what to say.
Before you put your shirt back on, what's the page number? It's
star 9. No, star 8. Forgive me.
Okay. Hey, ladies.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies. Feeling kind of low? Want to pick me up to get you through the rest of the day?
You ready for a real turn-on?
You want someone to light your fire?
You want to come down and see some real man flesh?
Me and Mike have our shirts off right now. This is a limited-time offer.
The same time.
And your time is running out.
You have 10 seconds.
I'm on the speaker throughout the station. Goodbye. 10 seconds starts now.
Yeah. I can hear the thundering hoofbeat.
They waited patiently.
Here they come. And 7, 8, 9,
all right.
Now we're moving into the 11s and 12s.
Yeah, that's time.
So, the stamp is
not coming.
Yeah. All right, we will put our shirts back on. If you insist. Oh, that's the first time we've ever changed shirts to start a show.
It was fun.
Although we're back with the original shirts now.
Yeah. Some buttons, some not.
Are you really going to leave your shirt unbuttoned today?
It's too tight. I'll pull it close.
Let me welcome some new stations joining the Ham and Eggs Network today.
Yeah, oh, good.
And an actual press release of sorts put out by Westwood One on this.
Very exciting.
So let's see, Fresno. And but now keep in mind, it's Westwood One.
Okay.
But you know what?
Don't get too excited.
Before I tell you all this, let me start the show. Mike?
Yeah, no.
Mike, I mean, Mr. Drysdale?
Yes, yes, Mr. Shannon.
Hello. What Matt Bourne movie opens this week in...
What
Matt Damon movie? Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Yes.
What Matt Damon movie opens this week in Sweden?
The Bjorn Identity.
That's right. The Bjorn Supremacy. Good. You stepped out of character for a moment.
Yeah, that'd be the Bjorn Supremacy.
And I ruined the joke.
No, not at all.
Hold on now. What's wrong with the machine here? Hold on. Let's see. And let me see there. Okay. What kind of canned fruit is popular with Peeping Toms?
What kind of canned fruit is popular with Peeping Toms?
Chef Boyardee.
Got me. Okay.
Who is Rush Limbaugh's favorite comedic actor?
Who is Rush Limbaugh's favorite comedic actor?
Bill Ferrell.
Oh.
I know, they're awful.
Oh, my God.
What aging actress is always in trouble with the law?
What aging actress is always in trouble with the law?
Melanie Griffith. And then one more from the joke service. And we're not paying these guys.
Thank God.
They still keep sending these groaners to us.
When are we getting our checks?
A legendary day for groaners.
Right.
What is the most popular diet drink among poor people?
What is that, Mr. Shannon?
Slumfast.
Oh, God. Wow. That's not funny. Hey, now.
Right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, we are. Here we go. Come and... Oh, hold on. Here comes Julia. And there she is.
There she is.
Hi, Julia. And it's Rob.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate. Soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You know what's nice?
What's nice?
All of their brown shirts fit perfectly.
Yeah, of course they do.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Studio!
Yeah!
And all the ships at sea. Back after a fabulous 48-hour cuddle party, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah! Hello, everybody. And,
hello!
Don and Mike show a new episode on this Monday! 07-19-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. Yep, here we are, a new episode. It's Monday, July 19th, 20-04. From anywhere in America, please to be calling 877-365-3636. From Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. Let's take a call from Fresno or so.
Hey, we're on in Fresno.
Fresno, California. Hello.
Donato, Michael, how you guys doing?
Hello, my friend.
Dude, this new station you guys are on, the freaking blowtorch. I've been up and down the valley already today. I got you guys all the way from Bakersfield all the way up to Chico now on those three stations.
There you go. All right, my friend.
Glad I never heard you guys in FM, and I mean, it's like you guys are sitting right next to me. You sound great.
That's great news.
That's in Fresno, it's KRNC 105.9 FM.
I don't know how many watts, but it's a blowtorch.
It's 5 gazillion. That's great. Thank you for the call, Daniel.
No problem.
I'm not up on my my California geography.
Now, here's where
But we're in the valley. I know that.
Cover the valley.
Here's where it gets a little hinky. We told you that last week we signed back on in Tampa Bay on 1010 The Buzz.
WBZZ.
That's working great.
Very pleased.
Working great, Beav. Now, Fresno, this is an FM station. We started there today. We start today in Houston on KIKK.
Right.
However, this is a station that used to run business news.
Oh, really? Oh, one of those.
Yes. They've picked up two shows, our show and Howard's show.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a shock. There were no contractual agreements with the morning show. However, they cannot get out of the agreement with the financial show they have now until Wednesday, September 29th.
Okay.
So from now until then, they're going to run the last 2 hours of the show in Houston.
After the financial report.
Yes, and with the thought...
So right now the financial report's on in Houston?
That's right, but in 2 hours from now at 4 o'clock, Texas time...
Then we get into Houston.
There you go, and it'll be a two-hour gab fest until September 29th when they've signed the contract to go full-time.
Very good.
And then there's Austin, Texas. And this is the one. This is the one you'll laugh and laugh at, not the radio station,
right?
Or the market.
No, no.
It's Austin, Texas. KOYT 94.7,
big FM station in Austin, Texas.
Yeah. We signed on this station today.
Cool.
4 hours ago, they.
Our show's over.
We weren't here yet.
They ran the. They ran the show from Friday. Today.
Ah.
Today from 11 to 3.
Time machine.
And apparently, at least until they figure out what they're going to do with the lineup, that's where they've decided the show is.
Well, isn't that good news?
The best fit. So let me say to those in Austin who won't be hearing this until tomorrow.
Tomorrow at what? First thing in the morning?
No, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
11 o'clock Austin time.
You know, God forbid something happens today.
Right.
Like, you know. God forbid that Al-Qaeda does something today.
Right.
If you were to turn on the show tomorrow, if a major news event would have happened, we'd be. You think, who are these dopes? It's the worst day in America, and they're taking their shirts off.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be right.
So
hope they figure it out.
So we hope they do, but welcome to all of those stations.
Of course.
On the Ham and Eggs Network. The guy in Houston seems okay. I'll give him till the 29th because he signed the contract.
Uh-huh.
And Tampa we're happy about. Fresno we're happy about. Austin, that's kind of bass-ackwards.
Austin, wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, we've been on in Austin before. There's something about Austin.
Yes, we have. And, Mike, not necessarily something bad about Austin.
No. I mean, I meant it like something about Mary.
Not like...
I meant it in an endearing way.
Not like Sacramento. And are you ready for this? Rob, I do think I need the bullhorn for this, and seriously, because it's time to put out a call to somebody in Sacramento. And I'm positive the person that I'm talking about here, not only... is a listener of our show.
Okay.
He is a diehard listener of our
show. That was a good effect, Rob.
Sirens on.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right, let's set this thing so I don't screw it up.
Okay,
right
it's
away.
Normally at about 2, and then you're okay. That should be okay.
All right, so here's the story. Gambler is thunderstruck from Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
This happened over the weekend.
Right.
And you know we're big in Sacramento, 1140 KHDK. We're number one rated there. A Sacramento man had been feeding dollars into a $1 slot machine at the Thunder Valley Casino for 20 minutes Saturday when at 4:30 he won $12 million.
Hello. Wow.
Nobody knows who the guy is. He's keeping his identity a secret as for now. Let me see, blah, blah. It was won on a progressive jackpot machine. 30 minutes after the big score, the mood in the casino was electric.
Wow.
They don't know how they're going to pay him yet. They don't know if he's going to go to work yet. I mean, they don't know if they're going to give him a lump sum or give him cash.
Take the lump sum.
The thing that I would like, though, for all of you listening, and especially if you're listening right now.
Please, whoever you are. Man who won $21 million. $12 million at the casino. Call the Don and Mike show.
Please.
We don't want nothing from you. We don't want your money.
We'll maintain your anonymity.
We just want to know what it's like to have won. And all you other people in Sacramento know, don't be calling up like the people who think they're my dad.
Yeah, don't think that you're, you know, don't pretend you're that guy.
And incidentally, let's not forget the lesson from the last show. If you run your car into a tree because of something funny we said on the show, we don't pay for it.
That's right. You might want to run the siren after that.
Hey, here comes John Lada.
Hey, Lada.
Hey, Lada. Step up to the microphone, Lada.
Hey, John Lada.
John Lada. Hey, Lada.
Hi, guys.
You see, what you don't know...
What you don't know is that we scream at Joan whenever she walks in the room or whenever we see her in the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
It is not uncommon to hear,
Hey, Lada!
Hey, Lada!
Hey, Lada!
Hey, Joan Lada!
Joan, are you enjoying Mike with his shirt wide open?
Oh, be still my heart.
thank you for whatever you're doing. You're doing something in here, right?
I'm doing something.
A lot of the shirt is simply too tight. I had to breathe today. I've gained a little weight.
So, guy in Sacramento.
Yeah, $12 million winner.
Whoever you are.
Yeah.
I know that you're going to get besieged for requests for interviews and all that other stuff. I know you're a listener of this show.
Of course you are. If you're playing slot machines, of course you are.
If you're a guy that was playing a $1 slot machine on Saturday afternoon at 4:30 in Sacramento, I guarantee not only are you a listener, you're a diehard listener.
You're a client.
You're a four-hour-a-day listener.
Amen, brother.
Call and let us absolutely shower you. With our thanks, with our warmth.
Our praise.
Our praise. Whoever you are, turn yourself into the Don and Mike Show today.
We want to know what it feels like.
Thank you. This concludes this test of the emergency recurrent system.
There it is.
We now take you back to our normal
program. Our normal regularly scheduled programming.
Retarded programming. So that's what's happening out there in America. Now, the weekend that I had, if you were listening to the show on Friday, I believe during the last segment, you know, you with the shirt unbuttoned and your belly and stomach just hanging out.
It's very full.
Hard to concentrate.
I roasted a turkey yesterday.
Did you?
I did.
How'd that turn out?
I ate most of it myself.
I spent most of my day yesterday with my mother-in-law.
That sounded exciting. Sounds exciting.
I'd say I was the winner, Mike. I'd say I was the winner.
Sure.
Here's what happened on the weekend, starting on Friday, when my family was gone. And now, I love having my family on the show. I think it's a great way to relate to all of you who have family members who drive you crazy.
It is.
I love the dialogue between my wife and myself and with my kid. You know, you've heard him grow up on the show. Having said that, Friday, they weren't calling me to be on the show. They weren't calling me to participate. They weren't calling to bust my chops. Oh, you don't have to button up. I'm used to it now, Mike. I'm used to it. No. You know what?
I feel like Curly.
It's not gonna work. You've only buttoned the top three buttons. Hold on a second. Before I get to this thing.
It works fine this way. See.
Give me a second. But
now it's fine.
Standing.
When you're standing, but you're not going to be able to do the show.
But yours is a little tight when you sit down, too, right?
Hello?
No, it's not.
You're sitting up straight.
Do I have to be reclining?
Yeah, like I do.
Go back.
Yeah, see? It's a little tight. I'm just giving you an example. That's why these shirts are better. Now, if I sit like this, you see? But okay. I can't sit like this for the whole show. I sit like this.
Beth Ann?
Yeah?
Can you get Mike a t-shirt?
Yeah, I'll go do that. What's pretty big?
Limelight.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
An XL would probably work.
Sure it would.
It's stretchy. Yeah.
Sure.
Depends on the cut. Yeah.
Sure it would.
Now I could wear Rob's. And Rob, I'm sorry to bring you into this discussion, but you know.
Why not? Call an expert. If you want, there's room in here for you right now. Come on in, everybody. Come in my shirt.
Rob, I needed you then. I'm sorry. I just was starting to feel bad about myself.
Yeah, you see, the thing about...
Now, wait, I found a place where now there seems to be... This seems to be okay.
If one of those buttons goes, we're going to lose an eye.
That'll be fine.
We'll get you a t-shirt.
That will be fine.
We'll get the t-shirt stat.
That's right.
I'm okay.
You could use the old model trick.
What's that?
Where they actually cut the shirt up the back.
I'm not going to do that. It's a nice shirt. I'll be in this shirt. I'm going on a diet this week. Even White chokes on his beverage.
Good luck.
Hey, I almost lost almost 40 pounds. I gained about 20 back.
Did you ever?
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just feeling goofy today.
I know.
Second week in a row that I've come into the studio feeling goofy. You know?
No problem with it. It's great when you feel goofy.
Yeah. It was a real decision whether to wear this shirt to work or not. And this shirt is a perfect shirt for standing up. It's a terrible shirt for sitting down. You can stand up in this shirt and you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there's no tightness.
Okay, here's where I would beg to differ. The shirt that I have on, I was in the car today for 3 hours coming back from Ocean City.
Right.
Was sitting in my car,
right,
upright, and didn't have the space come between the buttons.
Right.
So maybe you're right on a shirt if you're going to do what you do, which is just
recline.
I think all
it's not like I sit even in a car position. If you sat in a car position like I am right now, you'd drive off the road.
Yes.
You wouldn't make your eyes wouldn't make contact with the road.
You're the lowest of the low riders.
I am. I'm very comfortable. The chair requires me to have a shirt that has a little bit of give.
So it's okay when you're standing. But
perfect when I'm standing.
So don't give the shirt to Christopher Reeve.
Well, it depends on what position they have him in.
I'll set him up straight?
Yeah, if you do that stand-up thing, like in that movie. Oh, that was all fake.
It was a commercial, wasn't it?
We don't believe that.
No.
We don't. We never believe that. Trick. It's real. We saw it during the Super Bowl. We saw Christopher Reeve walk.
We saw him walk with his really small
very
head.
Very exciting.
Very small Beetlejuice head.
But I'm fine. I'm going to survive with this shirt. I'm going to do okay.
Well, Beth Ann is rushing in to get you another.
You know me.
Now.
You know me a long time. I don't wear clothing that is tight. I've never worn clothing that is tight. I will take the ego out of it and add the other X on an L.
Sure.
To have some give. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't upset me.
You know, the opposite end of the spectrum
is this man over here.
Hi, Buzz.
Who purchases clothing a size too small. On a regular basis. But you know what? That was a long time ago when he did it. He's always done that. But now he's gotten so small that they actually fit.
You still can't fit a credit card between him and the fabric.
Right.
Here we go, exactly. Beth Ann. What do we have for Mike? What do you have here? What do you got for him from the prize closet?
It's not a T-shirt, but it is larger.
It's a pullover.
Right. You think you'd be okay with that?
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
Really?
Perfect. I'll take that.
Wearing a pullover on a hot summer day?
That's just a cheap excuse to get an extra pullover.
Okay.
There you go. Thanks, Beth Ann.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Beth. Thanks. You okay today?
Yeah. Definitely.
Are you all right? Are you having a good day today?
Great day.
Are you okay? She just kind of walked out. Okay, see you later.
That was
there you go.
It's a learning curve with her and me around here. Yeah. And the gloves kind of came off today. She's great.
You're treating my lady well?
She's a fantastic producer. But yes, she gets into that panic mode with like Leslie Moonves, who's going to be on the show today, but that was such a big shot, he wants to do it tomorrow or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Ann still is Pollyanna enough in this job that she calls me up. There had to be five calls today. It was, hi, okay, I just got off the phone with his assistant. She's Black Bear Me. Les really wants to be on the show today. We are not sure of the time, but he really, really wants to do it. You know, honey, listen to me. He doesn't really, really want to do it. He doesn't really even know who we are.
You can't say the H word.
What, honey?
Yes, it's in the handbook. You're not supposed to say that.
All right. Darling?
Nope, that's not allowed either. I read the whole book.
Did you read it?
Read the whole handbook.
Yeah, listen to
terms, me. Female terms of endearment.
If we
sweetie,
all,
honey, baby.
If we all live up to the terms of that handbook that we were forced to sign today,
then I wouldn't have had my tongue in Colette's ear out of the front then.
Amen to that.
Hey.
And next time, try that with your shirt off.
I didn't realize that I had my gay sunglasses on top of my head, too. I'm having a weird day. I am really sorry.
That's okay.
There we go.
That's okay. How you doing?
That's better.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, Robin. Sorry. I put sunglasses on in the studio, and I always found them to be silly looking.
Well, you were right about that. They are.
That's right.
That's a nice picture you're painting of yourself today. Very nice for the listeners at home.
I'm just trying to make my way. It's a Monday, and Mondays are goofy.
Or for the listeners in the car. That was a dumb thing to say, because, of course, if you're a listener, you're not going to be here. You're going to be somewhere else besides here.
In many new markets today, which is very exciting.
Would you take off the sunglasses?
I really like having them on, though. It's kind of cool.
Thank you.
Those eyes.
Take them off all the way. Don't do that. Don't do that queer thing where you put them halfway up.
Okay. You ever see people that do that with them?
Around their neck, yes. I've seen all of that.
So they do that thing where they just stick the little...
A lot of that.
The little ear rests behind their ear.
The worst thing is usually in the 60-year-old range is a man who puts them on his forehead.
Right.
Particularly when he's complaining about something.
That's right. I was in this store. I was in this store about a week ago.
Well, when is my reservation going to be ready?
I'll stop. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I thank everybody for the help. I mean, between the chair and the pullover, I'm real happy.
The pullover? Oh,
the AOL
pullover that you just got. Okay. Would there be anything else?
No, I'm fine.
I mean, listen.
No, I'm going to do the show. I just wore too small a shirt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's because I've gotten fat again. And it's really frustrating me, and I really need to drop some weight.
Okay.
You know, and I was going to do it today, but I have my...
Well, drop the weight today.
I was going to start. And today I was telling my girlfriend I was going to start today, and I have the kids with me today, and so when I'm with the kids, I make food for them. I make a lot of food for them. Mm-hmm. I make French toast for them.
Good.
I made them a nice, I roasted a turkey for them yesterday, and I made gravy with that, and I ate, and then I took the leftover turkey, and I put it in the gravy. And I made open-faced turkey sandwiches for my daughter, and then I made a peanut butter and banana sandwich for her too. You know, my daughter is rail thin. She's she eats healthily and she's very athletic.
So what's the problem with that?
I eat what she doesn't eat. Like she ate a third of the food that I gave her, and I ate the other two thirds.
Did you fry the peanut butter and banana sandwich?
No, I did not.
Like Elvis?
No, they don't like it like that. They like it just with peanut butter and bananas
on the bread.
It's good.
And then I ate, like, do you know at Safeway, the trail mix that you get that comes in the, it looks almost like a cookie jar. It looks almost like a, it almost looks like a flour container that you would have.
Plastic thing?
Big plastic, yeah, sure. Square jug.
I've seen that, yes.
Yeah, and I have no idea how much of that I've eaten because the Safeway brand has more M&Ms in it, and it's the best. And so I've eaten most of that. And then I had a couple of spoonfuls of Edie's Grand Light French Silk. That's my daughter's favorite ice cream.
Good ice cream.
I feel seriously as big as a house today. I also ate a 15-pound bag of sugar. No, I'm kidding.
That's a joke.
I'm doing fine. It's just, but it's time. I'm also, you know, I'm just not healthy. I'm drinking, I'm smoking.
This health bulletin just arrived when?
You know when I had that whole thing with my cardiologist when I was allergic to iodine?
Yeah.
You know, since they didn't get the results, they didn't find out. I don't know. I looked at it as kind of like I didn't get news.
No, you never went in and followed up. You never went in and had your stress test.
They never called me back.
Their fault.
It is their fault.
Okay.
I canceled the stress test because I didn't want to deal with that iodine crap again.
Sure.
Mike.
I should have said enough after the third ham. No, Rob, that's yours.
I know.
It's not me.
Now, come on, listen, here's...
No, but I'm going to start exercising. Yeah, and you know what irritated me? My housekeeper, the lady that comes in once a week and cleans my house.
Consuelo, yes?
She came. No, she's as American as they come. And
still, I like saying that because it used to be dirty.
No, she's so American that she left a note that said, if you... my husband would be interested if you'd like to sell your gym equipment. Now that offends me. Because I have clothes hanging on it? Is that the reason?
For her to presume.
That was a presumption.
Yeah. Well, fire her.
I don't think she has any idea
fire her
how much
immediately.
I got pissed off at that.
Fire her.
That's out of line.
Fire her.
Would you be interested, since you never use it, Fatso? Would you be interested in selling that? Would you? A nice cheap rate?
You know. I was just annoyed. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I had me a weekend. Okay. I know you have weekend-y stuff.
I have weekend-y stuff all the time. Don't worry.
You know how occasionally you need to come in here and let it out?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Go ahead. I know, and you had your kids at an amusement park this weekend.
Hershey Park, an amusement park, a fine amusement park with, you know, they do a very nice job. It's very clean.
Mm-hmm.
I come away from there wishing for pestilence. I wish for a major plague to just, you know, you talk about thinning the herd. I mean, you go up to an amusement park on a summer weekend and you will know that it needs to happen. It needs to happen.
Right.
We need to get rid of some people.
But you have to know going in it's going to be crowded because
you
take your kid somewhere on a Saturday.
But I don't have an option. You know, it's like, Daddy, we should go on a weekday. Well, you know, Daddy has to work on a weekday. Daddy can't go to the amusement parks. I'm sure there are many of the same people that are there that were there Saturday that are there right now because they look to me like perhaps they can be there all the time.
Were they thin?
Oh, they were a variety of sizes. The interesting thing, as the day went on, the larger people, including the wheelchair-bound people that were in wheelchairs because of their weight.
Wheelchair fat, not wheelchair sick.
They might very well have some sort of malady, but the fact is that they were obese and in wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were massive. They were enormous. And, excuse me, that's the turkey that came up.
Yeah. We'll come back on you.
Wow.
Wow.
That is turkey gravy.
Mm.
Anyway, that's it. I had a bit of weekend and ate a little badly and, you know, feeling very big. And you have to hit that wall. You have to hit that moment where you say to yourself, you're going to start again. You're going to get back. How long? You've been back on the stick for a month or so? You've been really like doing the work, baby stepping?
For a long time. I had a slight little thing when I had my medical problem then.
And then you hopped right back on.
Yeah.
Right. And you're still doing it. Yeah, remember what I was eating the other day?
Every day. What were you eating?
When you were eating one of your little protein bars or whatever the hell that shake you drink?
Yeah, what were you eating?
I was eating a steak and cheese with French fries. That's when I get to the point where I'm eating so badly that I stop. And I'm not going to go back on that protein thing. I'm going to go back on a modified, you know, a lot of fish, a lot of chicken, a lot of lettuce.
I'm for you.
He just gave me the phony eye roll thumbs up. That's what I just got, a phony eye roll.
I just saw the thumbs up.
But, you know, it was just like that thumbs up. I'm going to do that.
Good. I hope you do. It's worked out for me. I feel better about myself since I lost all that weight. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm still fat, I'm not as fat as I used to be.
No, I mean, I need 10 pounds right now to... You know, melt off me to just get back into that, you know, comfortable XL range.
Do one of those crazy ass fasts.
I might do the thing that Hefty does.
Yes, my wife did
Hefty,
that thing.
Hefty's got the, you know, the...
The cleanser.
The body cleanser thing with lemon juice.
It's a jug with lemon juice and maple juice and molasses.
Hefty? I like calling him Hefty.
Tastes awful, but it works for him.
Hefty, if you're listening, make me up a big jug of that, and I'll drink that for the next 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
You stick to it? You know who else is bigger than that? You know who's really bigger than that?
Joe?
No, hold on. I'm going to have to call her at work.
Yeah, I know Frida's done that.
Yes.
Something like
it. The line is busy.
Oh, how could that be?
Frida's on that thing?
She's
done that pepper.
I'm available.
Yeah.
Lemon juice.
If I'm not mistaken, I think you're only supposed to drink it after noon. You can have like a sensible breakfast and a sensible lunch.
Listen, I saw my wife do this. There's no way you can do this.
Would a sensible breakfast?
There's no way I could do this.
Would the words Grand Slam be involved in the...
Or open face.
Hold on a second there. Hold on, please. Please to be holding. Hello, is this Samantha? Hello?
Oh, dear.
Oh, crap.
Did we get disconnected?
Yeah, hold on.
I didn't know she did that. Why is your wife dieting? Your wife weighs 8 pounds.
She's going through a midlife crisis, Mike. She's 50. She's almost 50. Right. She'll be 50.
She wants to look good for Matt Rogers.
This is Mike. I was just calling for Frida. Is she around? Thank you. And new listeners, know this. Ooh, there's a big secret out of the bag.
Mm-hmm.
My real name is...
Michael Sors.
Right. But, you know me as Donnie. And spell it with an I, if you're in Fresno.
D-O-N-I.
D-O-N-I. So now we're getting my wife, who was...
She's not going to lecture me, is she?
No, listen. Mm. I'm going to tell you, this is going to be... If you allow her to do this, this will be the worst 24 hours of your life. If you could do it for 24 hours.
This is the cleansing?
Yep. She's done it twice. Makes me sick to look at the stuff that
she's... Can you have a cocktail during this?
I think she's on another call. Will she know what this is regarding?
It's regarding Mike O'Mara and his health, and he wants to go on her fast.
What?
He wants to go on her fast. Would you ask her if she just has a second to go on the radio?
Yeah, you might know me.
Oh.
I'm somewhat of a famous radio personality.
Sorry, hold on one sec.
All right, okay. Just now figured out.
Didn't even hear that while she
hold
was...
Hold on one sec.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
So,
didn't hear that while she was thinking.
So... My wife, who we're going to be calling here in a second.
Right, your wife, Frida. Frida, your wife.
That's right. God willing, and if the axe door is closed, it's going to be 23 years next month.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
So,
you're almost at silver.
On Friday, during the Friday show, she called me. I told you, my kid was calling me, like, during the show, not to be on the show, calling me as a real-life dad during the show with these crises.
Wanted money.
Like, you know, 40 bucks, I'm overdrawn, I need 40 bucks.
Right.
Then he called me back a couple other times during the show, I didn't even bring it up, right before going back on... Hi, honey.
Hey, sugar, I'm very busy. I got it, John.
I know you're very busy, and I wouldn't bother you at work. However, Mike has decided that he would like to do... You know that fast thing that you did?
Yes.
Yes. Mike would like to start that.
Okay, let me call you right back.
Well, I don't have time. Can you just email whatever it is to Mike that he needs to do?
Yes. I will give him full instructions.
And can he start this when?
He can start it
tomorrow. He can start it next week.
Okay, next week. Okay, bye.
All right, but, well, look, there she is, busy.
Next week in September.
Busy. She's very busy.
She's very busy. Sounds like she's closing a deal.
I thought we could get some insight there, because for 2 weeks I saw her do this, and it really looks putrid. And I've seen Hefe walking around drinking.
Same stuff?
Looks like he's just given a sample.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, it's the most sample-looking thing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm.
But if you can stick with it for a week, something like 7 days, it's supposed to cleanse you or, you know, detoxify. You
master cleanser.
There you go.
Hot master cleanser, one of the biggest health drinks anywhere. Some of the biggest Hollywood stars. Yeah, all right. How does Paris Hilton keep her stick thin figure?
Yeah.
Oh.
Imagine your name there. How does Mike O'Mara keep his stick figure?
Robin
stick
Quivers.
Figure.
Howard Stern's famous sidekick swears by master cleanser. Yes, sir. Any other celebrities they have in here?
Is that how you're going to decide?
Yes, Paris Hilton and Robin Quivers are doing it.
I thought it was enough that Hefe was doing it.
No, Hefe is the one. Well, Hefe, how is Hefe doing on that? Hefe still appears to be somewhat round to me.
He has a rare blood disorder.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious.
You see,
I
didn't know it was a fact.
Whoa, I'm in.
Why?
This will help purify the liver. Hello.
That means I can't drink.
No drinking. Yeah.
I
can't do that. I can't not drink.
I thought it was like a folk cure.
Now we're into a whole new area that I didn't know we were allowed to talk about.
What, the liver? My liver problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, my liver was inflamed.
Ouch.
After much drinking.
What did the doctor tell you?
The doctor said I had an inflamed liver.
And what else?
And it said if you have 5 beers a night, cut down to 3. And I don't have 5 beers or 3 beers a night. I have... You know, 100 beers twice a week.
That's much better.
That's kind of what I do.
So then cut down to 60.
You're nobody to talk.
You know you're right.
Absolutely.
You're done with that, pass that over.
Okay. I might try this stuff.
The fasting?
Yeah.
Okay. Would there be anything else before we take a break?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to monopolize the opening break.
Don't be sorry. God knows I monopolize it every day. Help yourself.
You know, it's this tight shirt that got me motivated. And really, I'm just going taking the deep breaths because the shirt is like that. And I'm going to maybe try this.
So you're motivated to do what?
It says fasting for 1 or 2 days a month. And this drink can be very cleansing and rejuvenating. Who can't do 1 day or 2 days a month?
Michael O'Mara.
Thank you. I plan on doing it. Two tablespoons of lemon and lime juice.
Yes.
2 tablespoons of pure grade B maple syrup.
Right.
1/10 teaspoon of cayenne pepper.
Mm. Right.
And 12 ounces of purified water, very warm.
Hold on, Mike. Here's a call for you.
All right.
Oh, here's Hefe. Hey, Alex, what's happening?
What's up, bro?
Hey, listen, can you...
I've talked to Hefe about this before.
As the kids say, can you hook Mike up with the ingredients if we reimburse you?
I will hook a brother up. In fact, I'm on my way in now, and I will stop by the local grocery store.
I can start it when you get here. And
hey, hold on. The hotline's ringing. Hold on a second. I can just conference you. Hello?
Hi, my darling. Are you all set?
Yeah, hold on. I got Hefe on the other line. Hold on. Okay. You can both be on at the same time.
Okay.
Hefe's going to pick up that fasting stuff that you were on because, well... It's been an interesting...
I got money, Hefe, so just bring it in.
It's been an interesting 40 minutes.
How did you tell him what to get? Did you know?
Well, Alex?
Yeah, it's the cayenne pepper, the lemon juice pure, and the maple syrup.
Honey,
but you have to make sure you get grade B maple syrup, and that's a little bit harder to find. You have to go, like, to a natural, a Whole Foods kind of store.
Well, you can't use, like, Mrs. Butterworth.
No, you can't.
Now,
Alex has been doing this, and I tried to call you first. Mike was upset because his shirt didn't fit today.
Hey, and what is grade B maple syrup? What is
it? It has more nutrients in it. It's not as purified. It's not just, grade A is just the sugar.
Not as refined.
So, Mike, who would you like to be your coach on this? Would you like Alex?
Hefe.
Or Alex or Frida?
Hefe.
Well, I'll give you some time to think about
million.
It.
No,
I'll give you some time to think about it. Would you like Alex or Hefe?
Let me think about it.
Coach?
You're right. You know,
I'm not even, don't even offer me. I'm off the table now.
You're what?
I'm not offering my help.
Okay.
All right.
He's off the
all right, sorry.
I've been rejected.
No, I see Hefe every day. I see him physically every day, and so I can ask him about it.
You could see me every day.
I love you. Hello there. I was throwing some love your way. Hello.
Oh, he's so insecure. I love you too, my baby. So,
and why wouldn't I be insecure? You know, everybody's got Photoshop. What would you think if you woke up and your wife had put your head, your face on Napoleon's body? And she's real happy about it.
It's a tribute.
Okay, now I have to go. Now I have to go, darling. I'm busy again.
Okay, can you just explain why you put me on Napoleon? And like you put that on the bulletin board, like I should be happy about that?
I need to work, Shug.
Okay, goodbye.
Love you. But because you're a powerful man, that's why.
He was a short.
Well, they say the Napoleonic complex,
right?
He ruled the world, darling. He didn't have a complex. He didn't have illusions of grandeur because he was grand.
He was the real
thing.
That's
what I was saying. You're a powerful man.
All right. Well, it was somewhat less than flattering to see my big face on that little tiny short midget body,
like on The Sopranos.
All right, darling. Thank
you. All right. Goodbye, Stevie.
Right, I love you.
And is Hefe still on the line?
Yeah, Alex is here.
Hefe, you'll bring that stuff in there.
I'm on my way to get it now, and we'll be partners.
And Alex, are you ready for this?
I'll give you, I'll reimburse you and give you a little something for the effort.
Now, Alex, here's a little synergy. You want a little synergy? Alex does the show, The Hideout,
mm-hmm.
every night on WJFK at 11 o'clock.
Right.
Thank you.
How about you mention on the air tonight that you're going to be Mike's coach for a couple of days, and we'll have an update on our show, and you can do an update on your show.
Hey, way to program. The station.
About how Mike is doing with the big fasting.
Do we want to do weigh-ins and everything?
No, I don't want to do weigh-ins.
Okay.
I mean, because I'm scary fat.
So the proof will be in the pudding, if you'll pardon the pun. Just, if Mike loses some weight after a while, and Alex, you can actually coach him. And if
how about in 2 weeks you try the same shirt on in the same chair?
I will leave that. That is fantastic. Everybody remember this shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring in the shirt in 2 weeks.
And Mike, if it happens to be one of the nights this week when you're having 100 beers,
right?
You could call in live to Hefe's show to give him an update.
Okay, now let's not go too far.
All right, thanks. Bye, Alex.
I see.
Actually, that might work very well. Yeah. Okay.
I know you think it would work.
No, it'd be great. I'll call him.
Yeah, you'll never call
him. I will, because I just thought my entrepreneurial side just kicked in.
Another commercial for your restaurant. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, okay.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Brilliant. Gotcha. Okay.
I'm calling live from over.
We are going to break for commercials here.
I'm really paranoid about mentioning that now on the show, so I won't do that because I know it's been me and I got my chair, so I'm disciplining myself. I just want you to know that. I'm not trying to get
John and Mike Show. I talk every day, all day. Don't worry about it.
You have been very good to me about this whole enterprise.
I find it very interesting over the last week where you had really the irrational hatred of minivans, which I think in some way...
It's not an irrational hate.
I think it has something to do with... You know, whatever's happened.
Coming back from Hershey Park, it was in a car behind one of those idiot. Let me see the right words. It should be called. I was in back of one of those idiot wagons, all the way back from.
Okay, so it was the minivans,
right?
That it was the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I love the chair. And I love the minivan.
Right. I still haven't met that guy, Gary, yet.
I'm not used to you giving and giving and giving so much.
Right.
Especially at the beginning of the show. And now today it was the shirt. It's fine with me.
J-Dubs, wait for me out in the lobby, please. Sorry.
Why is that?
I'm nuts today. I'm mental today. I just need to borrow something from him.
Cigarette?
Why do you know everything about me?
Why do you think I don't know that you're still smoking cigarettes?
I know you do. You know I'm smoking. You see me. But
I know, but you come in and you say sometimes in front of people when I'm in here, you'll say, I quit smoking.
I know. Well, I do quit on and off. I quit a couple of times a year.
I mean, I don't care. I'm not your daddy.
I spend more time off than I do on that.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be accurate,
Buzz?
I think
that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll back you up on that.
And nobody likes a quitter.
No. So we have to break now.
Oh,
we have to break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
BMW and Apple have created the first seamless integration of iPod and automobile. Integrating your iPod into your BMW is as easy as 1, 2, 3.
1, create up to 5 playlists on your iPod for your BMW using iTunes.
2, although we're only going to read 2 of the 3, plug your iPod into the connector cable in your BMW's glove box. get the best sound quality on wheels. Buzz, how do you like it? Buzz?
It's great. It's really cool.
Great. This technology only works with 2002 or later 3 Series and X5 and in all model years of the X3 and Z4 Roadsters.
However, the adapter cannot be installed in vehicles with navigation systems, satellite radio, DSP, CD changer, or cassette player.
You must update your iPod with the latest iTunes software.
Adapters only available at BMW Centers beginning July 12th.
For more information, go to iPodYourBMW.com today.
Welcome. BMW is a brand new sponsor of the show. Buzz, how do you like that car?
Oh, man, I'm driving a convertible.
Thanks, Buzz.
The Don and Mike Show.
WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, Buzz.
You know, they're quite willing to kill off nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then, you know, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the jobs disappeared. Hello?
Larry.
Yep.
Wake up.
I'm sorry. I'm going to rephrase that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Words are hard for them. Don and Mike.
On the show today.
Yes.
Maybe you saw the fiery Dale Jr. thing.
One of the scariest things I've ever seen with a camera inside the car.
I mean, and don't bother calling. We've heard all the jokes already. That, you know, new KFC, honey barbecue food, all that stuff.
Right.
Because, you know, he does commercials for KFC.
Right.
So, first off, what was...
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
What was Dale Earnhardt doing racing a car that wasn't a NASCAR car?
Yeah, what's he doing in a vet?
And what happened when he caught on fire? How'd that happen?
And amazing that he had as few injuries as he had. He was literally in an inferno and walked away from it.
He was going to be in this Le Mans race where he drives with another guy. They would take turns,
right,
in essence. And yesterday he was practicing when he crashed and set himself on fire.
Wow.
Or, yeah, not set himself on fire, but set the car on fire. Well, the car got set on fire.
Yeah, the gas tank ruptured and the heat caused an explosion.
Anyway, the guy that's his partner that was going to take turns racing in this race with him, and I guess Dale Jr. is not doing that now.
Right.
We'll have that guy on the show later today.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to that guy about the safety stuff that they have in those cars that allow... I mean, if you're in your own car and something like that happens, you're toast. You're done.
Plus, we'll play a brand new game today. Give you a chance to win money with 6 sounds in 60 seconds. You know, before I even get to the weekend stuff here, Mike, we have an update, and this update was not planned based on what you said in the first break.
Okay.
This is a guy. Now, I don't even remember this dude's name, but we had him on the show a couple of months ago. He's this guy that weighs something like, what do you weigh, 700, 800 pounds?
I think 800 pounds.
And he was going to lose a bunch of weight in a year.
Right.
And I was going to pay him, I made the offer to pay him $10 a pound.
Right.
And we said we'd check in from time to time, and today's the time that we had pre-selected to check in with him.
Very good.
And here he is. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name again, sir?
Larry Cooper.
Larry?
Larry Cooper, yeah.
So, Larry, what happened?
Just call me conceited.
Pardon me, Larry?
Just call me conceited. Everybody call me conceited.
All right, conceited.
Call him conceited.
All right,
yeah.
Conceited. Larry, since the last time we spoke, about 8 weeks ago, first off, how much did you weigh when we talked to you 8 weeks ago?
839.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you do sound better. It sounds like you're. It sounds like it's easier
much
for
better.
You. Much better. It sounds like you're easier. It's easier for you to talk. So I'd be curious to know how much weight you've lost.
And keep in mind,
it was just in Saturday's paper.
Huh?
How much news?
9 pounds.
You've lost 9 pounds. All right. Well, that's
wow.
Think about this now. That's $90.
Mm-hmm.
I will pay in a year. I'll pay you $10 a pound.
$90 so far.
No doubt.
9 pounds. And what are your plans for today?
Well, the same thing. Go through my training, which is 3 types of training.
Uh-huh.
One training from the country gym with my trainer, Key from Verify Solutions, where you can follow me up on his website.
This guy, it might be just 10 pounds. It sounds incredible how much different he sounds. Wow.
Physical therapy. That's my second training.
Right.
And then I top it off with my dancing with my group that we producing on Singer Sensation S4.
You're having a better time breathing, aren't you?
No doubt. I'm moving better. Yeah. I'm walking better.
Good.
For 8 years I haven't walked. Now I'm walking and dancing.
Wow.
Well,
good
there you go. I maintain that I'll still pay you $10 a pound for every pound you lose in the next year. And how much would you like to lose in a year?
I already told everybody I'll be 375 within a year.
Wow. 375 within a year.
Three trainings.
And that would mean you'd lose like 500 pounds?
That's right.
That's the plan.
And I won't stop until.
That's $5,000.
Well, he's going in the right direction. He sounds better. He could hardly talk to us the last time we talked to
him. All right, Larry. Well, there's the update. We'll talk to you again in 2 months.
Okay.
All right, dude.
Larry, way to go. Keep up the great work.
All right.
Hang in there. Keep dancing.
Hey, Larry, I have a close friend. I have a close friend in many ways, my best friend.
Yeah.
He today was telling me that he's finding trouble with the motivation. He's nowhere near, you know, where you are. His problem is just XL and double XL. What would you say to this guy? Let's call him Mike.
Yeah,
what would you say to this guy to give him some motivation?
Inspiration.
Okay, first of all, you got to start off, you got to recognize that you have a problem. That's first off. And then he got to...
He already lose your mic?
I'm out.
With me, like... I got big and I got lost control. When did he lose control?
I lost control 1978.
1978.
Yeah.
You were slim or you was always big?
I was svelte in 1978.
You was both?
I was in great shape.
Svelte. Okay, he was slim as a rail.
What you doing that kept it at the balance? Because if you was slim and you got big, whatever you was doing before, that's what kept the weight off.
Right.
And that's what you got to start with, because that's the balance right
there. That's a good thing, okay.
You understand?
Yeah. All right.
Before I lost control, I used to dance. Dancing kept the weight over. I would have been big way before, man.
Well, I used to play hockey. I'll go back to playing hockey.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
That's the start. And then
thanks for bringing me into this.
I didn't mean to.
Around you.
It was planned to talk to. Hold on a second,
right,
there.
Right.
It was planned to talk to him today at this time. I had no way of knowing.
No, I appreciate it. I'll send you a meatloaf basket. No problem at all.
A meatloaf basket?
Yeah, I'm talking to my partner here.
Good for you, honestly. Yeah. As long as you eat the right portion.
If you eat the right portion.
Yeah,
all right. Well, good luck to you. I think you've said some words that really will make my friend feel better.
Yeah, tell him to find out the balance, the thing that keeps the weight off just as much as he put on. Something good balance, like if he rock every day. Just a little bit of movement, 10 minutes a day, walking in place. Every day for like 8 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, that's the start. And then gradually he gets into the motivation.
Just a little movement.
You know what I'm saying? But the little goes a long way.
What would you say?
You understand?
Try
to find somebody in the same situation.
Yeah.
It goes by quicker when you got somebody there.
Yeah, we'll tell him.
Talking about the problem.
All right.
It'd be nice. This guy is a real people person. I bet he would want to talk to you privately.
Anytime. You can call me or you can go to verify.com or kingpinconceit.com.
Yeah, all right.
Coming soon. Woo!
All right. Way to go, Larry.
We'll talk to
you. We have a nice day. Call me anytime.
2 months we'll talk to you.
Verify Solution. Remember, .com or kingpinconceit.com.
Right on conceited. See you later.
People check on. How about it?
Bye-bye.
Keep dancing.
Bye,
Larry.
Bye-bye.
That's great. Yeah.
There he goes.
That's just great. Good for him.
Well, he's down 9.
So I got to do what I was doing before 1978.
Hello?
Oops. What is this?
Hello?
I didn't call you.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't call you. The
wow.
Light,
the
light just
right.
The light just went on.
Okay, well, I'll hang up then. Bye-bye.
That's the ring back from the busy.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
That guy sounds amazing. Compared to when we talked to him. Do you remember, he couldn't get a sentence out because he was breathing so hard.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Glad I shouldn't let you call because you're on probation.
Oh, no, I'm not having anything to do with this.
No, Mike, I'm positive.
What do you want?
No, you say motivation. I have
Oh, God. Shut up. Aren't you on probation for calling the show, Gladys?
No, I can call once a month.
What are you?
Hold on. Rob is jumping to the
Lord of the Rings is here. Rob.
You're wasting time.
No, Rob,
you're
wasting
time.
Everybody's time, and this is a flagrant violation. You're done till 06.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. You have four calls left on this contract.
Can I brag on Ben?
No.
On Ben?
No.
Ben the problem boy?
No.
No, Gladys, no.
No. This has been bad from the word go.
Were you going to give me advice, Gladys?
No, not advice. Encouragement.
Come on. Come on. Who are you talking to here?
Take it from somebody who wears his heart on his sleeve and comes in every day and talks about every little thing that goes on in my life. Mike, you do that, you're going to get the people that want to help.
What kind of car do you drive, Gladys?
I drive a big 7-passenger F-150 Ford van.
So she doesn't drive a minivan.
Damn it.
Heck no.
A real van. Damn it. Because a real van is you know.
We just sold a Lincoln. And then my husband drives a Suburban.
Oh, Christ. You are not allowed to call the show anymore, Gladys.
Why not?
Because we had to put you on restriction. But because you're a good...
Are you calling because you've lost a lot of weight?
Oh, not a lot. I've just lost about 26 pounds.
Yeah, see, that's boring.
But something bad.
Hey, Gladys? Gladys, what
happened that you would really enjoy?
Gladys, what have I told you?
I got impacted.
Gladys?
A lot of the weight...
He's trying to cram that in there, so
I'm listening.
What if I could tell you you could lose 30 pounds of ugly fat right now?
I'm not ugly.
Cut your head off.
Ah!
What she lost was a lot of water weight.
Oh, that's dear. One from eighth grade.
I never knew you were impacted, though, Gladys.
Oh, man, I was in pain. I thought I was dying. So yeah. I don't know.
No such luck.
Yeah, really.
Oh, Rob.
All right, well, this will be your call for the month of July.
For the year of 04.
Oh. Rob, really, what
Rob, why do you hate me?
I'm just trying to ration it.
What kind of restriction do we have on Gladys Kravitz from Wichita?
According to my records, my very accurate records,
yeah.
Once a year and it's flexible.
Okay, can I ask you a question before I'm on probation
if
forever?
If this is a good question,
it
you
is.
Can have one more call
and
on holidays.
And Rob, you're the only person in the world that would know this answer.
All right, go.
I'm bewitched. At the very beginning, she wore a diamond heart necklace.
Right.
Why? I never saw... Why did she
Because
always...
she was on restriction.
Gladys! That's it. You're gone.
Bye, Gladys.
Say eject, Gladys, please.
Eject.
Eject.
Talk to you next month.
Love you guys.
You can have one short call at the holidays.
Love you.
It.
One short call. You're
so
already...
nice.
See, you're already giving in.
That's
love
right.
You
I'm a slave for a cry beauty.
There you go.
Gladys Kravitz.
Oh, she's a great impacted caller.
The impact.
That's a deep impact.
She's a high impact player.
Think about that.
Great wow. 13.
Okay.
Gladys.
Welcome to the show.
Here we are.
Here we go.
Fantastic.
Hi.
I'm ready to start. I'm ready to get started.
I didn't know you better,
yes,
I would think you might have had a pop or two today.
Before I came in?
If we replayed just that, oh, we don't have that technology anymore.
Yeah.
You just said, I'm ready to get started.
I'm ready to get started.
I know you're not drunk.
Do you?
No. You know what? No, I
do you really know?
No, I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't think you are. You don't come to work drunk.
No, and in this particular circumstance, I've been with the children all morning, every hour, right up until 1 o'clock.
Ah, and then
at 1 o'clock I did go to the liquor store and buy several airline bottles of beer.
But it was ginseng, right?
They weren't airline bottles of beer. Airline bottles of vodka. Now you got me all nervous. No, I'm not. Alcohol has not touched my lips.
Okay.
What's that?
You're upsetting me.
You're upsetting me.
I was down in
Fudge. I saw her.
All right, so you're not drunk.
I'm fine.
I didn't really think you were drunk.
No, I feel good.
You look good.
No, I don't. Look at that. That button's almost coming completely undone. Wow. Because it's straining so hard to keep the shirt closed. I'm not happy about that. I'm really not happy about that.
You know,
maybe I'll slip into this, wintertime pullover. And see if that'll help.
Hey.
That'll be fine. No, I'm fine, and I'm gonna take Hefe's stuff. Because I'd like to fast one or two days a week.
Good.
Cleanse my body.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Because even when I'm on a protein diet, I think that's all the more reason why you should, fast a little bit.
You want to talk to any more of these idiots that all say they can help you lose weight?
Well, I mean, everybody can. I know how to lose weight. You know that.
Hello?
If you've lost weight successfully, you know how to lose weight.
Doug?
What a duty. Mike, it's your buddy the Grease Man. How are you?
Doug right. calling.
I understand that you want to become a bold and bulky man.
All right, get out of here.
That Well, Mike, here's
no, go
guy.
Away.
Come on, you know what's bad about the protein diet?
What's that?
Is it really impacts your lifestyle?
Has a bad impact.
It does.
Boy, so she's impacted and
she was impacted.
She was impacted and was and still is dry.
Yo, hideous dry.
What a mess. What a mess that is.
She is, she's a hideous person in a lot of ways.
So we will,
a long way since she was in the service.
Oh, that's right. She was
the gobbler.
She was the double G.
That's right, at Fort Potter.
Right. Gladys Cobbler, the black flag.
The something,
gobbler.
Gobbler.
The gobble gobble.
Hello, Mike. Mike, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. Hey, Don. I want to talk to Mike. I went on a fast. I weighed 295. This is 1985. Went from 295 to 175 in 98 days. And I was 41 years old. The key is you got to take liquid potassium.
Do you care about any of this, Mike?
You gotta be serious about it.
You care about this?
Yeah, I do. I'm listening to this guy.
You can't.
Your doctor you don't listen to.
I went to a medical doctor.
No, I'm talking to Mike.
Now, I want to hear how he lost. That's dramatic weight loss.
Well, it was either that or die. I mean, you know, and I did a lot.
How much did you weigh?
I weighed 295. I went from 295 to 175 in 98 days, 1985. Oh, and I've had to recreate it several other times because I see a lot of me and you.
I do
everything to excess.
What do you eat to lose that kind of weight?
I went on a liquid. It was medically supervised here in Sacramento. I went on a liquid.
Oh, I'm out.
I'm telling you the truth. You can laugh all you want.
But no. Do I sound like I'm laughing?
No. Rob laughed only because when you said you were from Sacramento.
Oh, I know.
You lose any credibility with Mike.
Well, that's sad.
And look, you know what? What is this? What the hell is this, Dr. Phil?
Mike, I told you.
Shut up.
I told you.
The second time I've said shut up today.
You open the door a little bit.
You do your own thing quietly.
You let everybody come in.
Get that weight off slowly. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to do it.
No, I'm for this, though. I mean, I'm for you being you on the show.
Well, you know, I was successful the last time around, and I still haven't gained the weight back that I lost originally. And, you know, I'm about halfway there, and I want to get back on the track.
Okay, well, good. You know, whatever makes it happen.
You know what? What did Alex say? In 2 weeks, the see how the shirt fits. That's a wonderful first goal.
Very encouraging.
And if I'm back down to that, then it's right off to IHOP. We'll do it all over again. Yes, I enjoy yo-yos. Okay.
What are you?
I like the yo-yo diet syndrome. Up down.
Oh, up down.
Down.
Oh, I thought yo-yos were
supposed to be tremendous.
Kind of a special pancake deal at IHOP.
No, yo-yo pancake.
Yo-yo pancake.
No, not at all.
Okay, a break here, please, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Westbound Toll Road near Route 7, an accident moved out of the roadway. Wilson Bridge delays begin near the interchange Telegraph Road. We're brought to you by Giant. Nothing tastes better than locally grown produce, so stop by the roadside stand inside your Giant today. It's the cream of the local crop, and it's only a Giant. I'm Les Redstone for the Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
Do not drink any alcoholic beverages. Do not eat butter, margarine, oils, lard, or fat of any kind. Do not eat fried foods. Do not eat bread. Do not eat bananas, grapes, watermelon, or any fruits other than grapefruit or cantaloupe.
Bananas.
Do not eat spaghetti or macaroni of any kind. Do not eat pizza. Do not eat popcorn, potato chips, or pretzels. Do not eat puddings or custards.
Okay.
Do not eat ice cream, frozen custard, or frozen yogurt.
Okay.
Do not eat cookies, pies, cakes, pancakes, waffles, or any baked
Shut up!
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This is for you, Mike. I never get to play this. Faggy Osmond Brothers.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Trying desperately to give the human spirit some credit.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Michael Merritt.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, is that Hefe a good guy or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he came right in here with that concoction.
Bought all the stuff from Mike?
Bought the stuff, made me my first concoction. And,
so are you officially on this fast
now? Yeah, I'm
going to
go for 24 hours and see how I feel after that.
Have you tasted it?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. A little hot because it's got cayenne pepper in it, but other than that, it tastes great.
So between now and the beginning of the show tomorrow...
I will not be eating. I'll be drinking this stuff.
All right, let us know.
I will.
Let us know. I told you my wife did it, and, you know, she's skinny as a reel to begin with. Right. She could afford to put some weight on, but she's into that whole make herself feel better inside to get the toxins out of her crap.
It's exactly the type of thing you do when you're in my situation where you want to jumpstart something, you want to get it on in. It's an excuse to get going, and that's what I was looking for, and I got it, so I'm very happy.
Okay, good. And let us know tomorrow. Okay.
Damn.
What?
My shirt's tight.
By tomorrow, I'll bet.
Why don't you just unbutton?
No, I'm fine.
Go ahead. You know, unbutton. I'm used to seeing it by now.
That's better.
See, now you've got the top three done, and just the fourth one down unbuttoned.
I just had my first sip of this this concoction.
Yes?
I sure am hungry. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
Of course.
I'll be fine.
Would you? God, don't isolate this. Would you like to do another button?
No, thank you. No, I'm very comfortable. In fact, I'm going to redo this one.
Okay. Whatever makes you happy.
There you go. I'll be fine.
Whatever makes you happy.
I might stand up a little later on.
Why is that?
Just to feel better. It's a stand-up shirt. Buzz was talking about the fact that he used to pick his shirts based on the functions that he was going to. If he knew he was going to be standing, he would wear a certain kind of shirt.
Right.
If he knew he was going to be sitting, he wouldn't wear a certain kind of shirt.
Because it would pucker like we were talking about.
Just thought I'd share that.
Yeah. Just a little tip, you know.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Help where I can.
Yeah. Have you ever had that situation where you'd wear a certain shirt because you knew you were going to be standing?
No. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be difficult.
It was more a case of not wearing that particular shirt if I knew I was going to be sitting because I didn't want to be uncomfortable like we were discussing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
See, I wear a shirt that I can stand or sit in. This is the first time I've had this dilemma, you know.
I understand.
I shouldn't have left the house.
And it's been a dilemma.
It's been a big dilemma.
It's been our...
But look what... Look at our co-workers and friends. Look what they do for you.
Isn't that nice?
He's a nice guy, really. He didn't need to do that.
He is. And, yeah, go right ahead with that. Now, are you going to drink that unlimited?
I don't know. I'm going to ask him during the break. He's my coach, and I'm going to ask him about the deal. You know, what is
it? I see you chugging some of it right now.
I'm not really chugging it. I'm just taking a sip of it. And it really... Taste. I mean, you know, somebody said it's an acquired taste. It's not for me. I actually enjoy it.
Not bad.
The only thing we didn't do, we didn't get the grade B syrup. We got the grade A.
Ooh. Ah. What does that mean?
It means probably a little sugar, more sugary than it should be.
Gotcha.
But we'll see what happens.
Well, if you're happy, we'll check back in tomorrow.
I'm very happy.
We'll see how you're doing. What?
I'm very happy.
Why are you looking at me in that tone of voice?
I'm just kidding you.
I know you are.
No, I'm very, 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 very happy.
Good.
I am. Happier than you know.
Tell me why.
Huh?
How could you be happier than I know?
No, I'm happy. I'm very happy.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, I'm glad that I've got so many people that are, you know, friendly and looking out for me and helping. And, you know, I don't like the phone calls. I like this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I like somebody who doesn't say anything. Like Hefe comes in here and he's just all about getting me the stuff and pouring it in there and going, here, I'll show you how to make it. And then he splits. You know, it's like no lecture, no whatever. You know, he talks about
the golden boy.
He just, yeah. Okay, you're right. But aren't you the same way a little bit?
The golden boy is in the spotlight and that's just where he likes it.
I mean, if somebody's going to, you know, offer advice, isn't it nice when they, hey, say, here, try this. And he puts it in my hand practically. That's great. Can't beat it.
Ain't that something, huh?
Can the golden boy shine again?
And it tastes great in this chair.
The golden boy.
It really does. It tastes great in this chair. I'm very content.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. You don't appear content, which is why I'm not moving on. Now you're like, you look like you're burping something up.
Yeah, burping a little bit.
You're burping up what, some of this stuff that you're drinking?
I think this stuff gets in your system and makes a difference. I think it stimulates stuff and
toxins.
How long have you been drinking it now? 8 minutes?
8 minutes.
Eight
wow.
Minutes.
I feel fantastic. I think I've lost some weight. Wait. I think I really am.
Golden Boy is looking to show he's still the best.
Yep. I feel really excited.
With the golden boy standing by on the sidelines.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is, Rob.
What?
I'm partially, you know.
Really?
I got a partial here.
Ah.
Oh.
Yeah. The stuff's fantastic.
Mike,
tell you, that cayenne pepper goes right to one part of the body.
Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to talk to a nutritionist?
I will be willing to talk to a nutritionist.
If I tell you it says on the screen, hot female nutritionist?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what it is? It's hot. And then there's female nutritionist, because the stuff is hot. That's what it's called.
Well, no. Says on the screen, female nutritionist, hot, meaning hot like she's hot to look at.
All right. Okay, I'll talk to her.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
You got me so bad that time. I was so relaxed, you got me completely hooked on it.
Hi,
Tom.
Hi, guys.
Is this the hot female nutritionist?
No, it's not. Charlie?
They whittled off a game yesterday against the Yankees, so I'm not ready to give up that bet yet.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back to the Tom bet. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Tom, was there anything at all, or...
This last weekend, I went over to Eastern High School to see the D.C. Demons play.
That's a bad ending for him.
Dang on.
Tom, how tall are you? How much do you weigh?
5'6".
Uh-huh.
I weigh 215. I've lost weight.
Oh, you've lost weight?
Good
for
you.
Yes,
how did you lose your weight, Tom?
What?
How did you lose your weight, Tom?
Salad and shrimp.
Mm-hmm. What kind of shrimp?
Can you spell shrimp?
S-M-A-R-P.
Smarp.
Right.
You know, perfect. That's how Wayne Newton lost his weight.
Yeah, eating smarp.
Smarp. All right, Tom, we got to go.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Tom.
Bye, Tommy.
When am I going to come in? After
the baseball season, after we're either the Red Sox or the Yankees win the AL East. Tom, roar like a monster.
Congratulations on the weight loss.
Now be the robot.
Robot. Mm. Where's Charlie?
He's not here.
Yes,
bye.
He is.
Bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom. He's gone. He hangs up.
He's out. He's
Tom gone. Gavin, ladies and gentlemen.
Eject.
Everyone really should go see his new movie, Me Robot.
Me Robot. I finally saw Fahrenheit 9/11 over the weekend.
Yeah, we're doing
and
it.
Your thoughts? I'll tell you in a minute.
All right.
Boy, look how... We're so late now.
Where'd the time go? Sakes.
I don't have time to talk about half, which is just as well, because mine's the same old crap every time. Just, you know.
This is special.
Just my family's driving me crazy. My wife has her la-la problems. I went to a movie, and yesterday when I thought I would have a day by myself, it ended up being better than a day by myself.
Right.
It was just a day with me and my mother-in-law.
No man could be happier.
No, I don't know. There it is, very briefly for you.
That's it.
That's my weekend. She called during the show Friday.
Mm-hmm.
She called at 6:40 p.m. on Friday, during the last break before Buzz's final segment of the news.
Right.
She called and said, the car is broken. And I said, okay. She said, it won't go, it won't move. Mm-hmm. I said, and what do you want me to do about it? She said, well, I want you to do something about it. And I said, hey, I'm doing the show. I'll call you in 10 minutes. So I hang up the phone, and then I think a second later, and I call back, and I go, what's wrong with the car? Now, here's the tip from me to any married guy out there, even if you're not married. You're just like, Mike, you're dating somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, here's the thing. I never said the right thing. The right thing that I should have said, and she told me this repeatedly later, was, are you okay, darling? Now, she never said, I was in an accident,
no.
Right? She never said, somebody ran into
me. Oh, so that's what she wanted from you.
Yeah, but as it turns out, she wasn't in an accident.
The car just broke down. But you never inquired as to her.
And the car didn't break down like in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
You know where the car broke down?
Where?
In our driveway.
But you never inquired as to how she was doing.
That's correct. I assume since she was calling me to yell at me to help fix this problem,
mm-hmm.
that there was no real medical emergency.
Sounded right. Healthy.
So that was, and I think when we came back on the air Friday, I said, you know, I wish my family would stop calling me.
I remember.
So then I got done with the show and I picked up the phone. I tried to call her and then she says, I'm at dinner now. I can't talk to you now.
I know it was very tense during the last hour of this show. On
Friday. Wait a minute, hold on. You're at dinner now. You can't talk to me, but you call me when I'm at my job. She said, and that's when I knew that I'd made the fatal mistake. She said, I just wanted to, you know, ask what you thought, and you didn't even ask how I was.
Right.
So then here's the problem. Because this was on Friday. She had gone to Ocean City Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to come back, put the dogs in her car, and then drive up, and we're going to have a weekend at the beach.
Right.
Well, now she's at the beach with a car, which incidentally I think is screwed.
Mm.
I believe the transmission is shot because the car would not move.
Wow. Did the engine start?
The engine did start. The car, no, it started, then it would go, and if you put it in neutral
mm-hmm.
and try to push it, the car wouldn't go.
Really?
The car just would not go. So we had the guy with the tow truck come out.
Automatic or standard?
Automatic. Up in Ocean City, what they had to do was come with this gigantic, big-ass flatbed.
Mm-hmm.
And they at first just tried to pull it out. But I noticed as they were doing this, they're like pulling half the tread off the tire.
I don't know.
Because the car
wheels wouldn't turn.
Yeah, the car is absolutely just standing there.
It's like locked.
It's going. I said, guys, what are you doing? They said, okay. They lowered it back down. They went in and got these first. They got a big hydraulic lift, and they elevated the front part of the car.
Right.
And then underneath, they put two little dollies for like under the wheels. Mm-hmm. And then they did the same with the back. They elevated the back, put two little other dollies underneath the wheels. Then very carefully rolled it out.
So the car really didn't move at all.
Yeah, not at all. And wow. They were explaining to me, this is what they do. Like if somebody parks you in, or you need to have a car moved, and there's no real way that you could move it without.
Oh, you can lift it up and put it on the four dollies.
Yeah, right. And in this case, they were very small dollies. They were little tiny ones. They would just lift the car up maybe 6 inches, slide these four little dollies under the wheels, and then roll it back out. So I'm talking with the guy. How could this happen? He says, I don't know. Transmission. And I'm thinking to Frida. I said, was there ever a light that went on that said...
Brand new car, though, right?
No, a couple years.
Oh, okay.
Was there any problem, like the transmission light coming on or anything? She said, I don't know.
I said, so it was the older car, not the new car.
Yeah, I said, what about having the oil change and stuff? Oh, I don't know. I had it in there a while ago when the radio was broken.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, who knows?
Yeah. It's possible the engine could have seized.
Yeah, that's. I'm pretty sure it locked up.
The radio works?
The radio buzz is also broken.
Loud and clear
in the seized engine vehicle.
And as it turns out, that's the only thing that still pisses her off more than the fact that the radio is broken. So what this means is when I'm going to come to the ocean, I got to put the dogs in my car, in my SUV.
Nice car.
My wife loves saying. She loves saying to people. She embarrasses me with the members of her family. Like, I'll give you an example. My nephew, I got a million of them, Kelly. A couple of weeks ago, he's down there, and he's loading some furniture or something. My mother-in-law is moving, and there's furniture, you know, that's going between members of the family. Who wants this? Who wants this? So anyway, Frida's over there helping him move something, and he says something to her like, well, don't I, meaning me, don't, you know, doesn't Don have an SUV? And Frida said, oh, yes, he's got a real big one. But he never uses it for anything. And then she says to him, and he even keeps a feather duster in it. Now, I don't keep a feather duster in it.
Yeah.
But I got that thing at Track Auto, that thing.
It's a car duster.
It's a car duster.
Yeah.
And it keeps.
You dust the inside of your car?
Mm-hmm. I do.
You keep your car that meticulous.
You've been in my car. My car is absolutely always showroom clean.
Yes, it's incredible.
So the thing is, I got to put the dogs in the back now and make the 3-hour drive up to Ocean City.
Okay.
So I put all the blankets in there and I take them outside before we go. We get in the car and things are fine for about an hour. When we get to the Bay Bridge, as we were on the Bay Bridge, I hear the little one going, now they're all barking and going crazy.
Like they want to get out?
Yeah, and I said, hey, boys, just be good till Daddy gets over the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we get over the bridge, you know, and I'm in the front talking to them going, you know, come on, be good boys. Meanwhile, all I'm thinking at this point is I can't even see out my rear window right now because the German Shepherd has been licking it and had his paws all over it. I'm thinking.
So they're trashing your car and you're not happy with
it. I'm thinking this is going to be the worst of my problems is that the window is messed up.
Clean that.
So we pull off on the side of the road and we get past the bridge. I open up the tailgate, the same thing that Buzz almost killed me with last weekend. Uh-huh. And there is green dog poop.
Yeah!
And I do mean color green, like St. Patrick's Day green,
right?
that apparently one of them laid out a pile of it, and then when they were screaming at me on their dog talk, saying, hey, Dad, we had a mess back here, and because I couldn't stop because I was on the Bay Bridge,
right.
They then, all three of them, just smeared it. All over.
Oh,
so,
God.
I pull off at that, you know the Kmart right over the Bay Bridge?
Yeah, right there next to the airport.
So I get into that parking lot, and I make the mistake of...
Oh, God, I can't think of anything more horrible.
I open up the back, and it's like, oh, my God.
Was there a break between the way back where you have, like, where you would put cargo? They didn't get, like, into the back seat, did they?
They got into the, it has three rows of seats. They got in, their poopy paws were up on the third row of seats as they were trying to lean forward to say to me, hey, you know, we're swimming in our own, you know, Saturday morning. I open up the tailgate, and because I'm like, looking at this car, which should be on Pimp My Ride, I mean, it's not pimped up, but I take care of it. I go, oh my God! I said, you effed in my car! I swear to God, I said, that is not cool! That is not cool! Daddy is so mad at you! And I realized at that point, because the back hatch is open, they don't have their leashes on.
They're gone?
Gone. Now I'm running around.
Like in a parking lot next to a major highway.
Now I'm, no, we're off the road. We pulled to the Kmart, which is right at the first exit.
Yeah, but if they did like a decent sprint, they could hit Route 50.
Not that far.
So now I'm running around the parking lot of Kmart. The back of my car is wide open, and the dog crap, I am not kidding, the consistency of it is so soupy that it's actually dripping in the car.
Oh.
Now, I'm watching this while I'm running around,
God.
And I'm yelling at the dogs, going, clink, clink, come, come. So the big dog comes, the German Shepherd does. Then the other two think we're playing a game.
Oh,
we're
no,
running around. And I know that they're not being mean-spirited because they're going down in their positions where they put their front paws down. They're like...
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the little one, Rudy, his face is covered.
Oh.
He's the culprit. So,
oh God!
I get him together. I get him on the leash. I get to the back of the car. The blanket, the fabulous Green Bay Packers blanket, forever ruined.
Done.
Forever. I left
ready
it in,
to go into the trash.
I left it in the dumpster at Kmart.
Wrong color green now.
Went into Kmart. Bought. I thought I had cleaning supplies in my car, but
right.
I have cleaning supplies like Armor All stuff.
Sure.
I don't have like dog poop stuff.
You have touch-ups cleaning supplies.
So I go into the store, and in the time that I'm in the store, now keep in mind, these dogs have gone to the bathroom in the car, and they've had a good 10 minutes running around outside of
right.
me chasing them. I leave them in the car. Leave the windows down. I said, Daddy will be back in 5 minutes. I got to go get paper towels and get stuff to clean this S up. I come back, and guess what they've done? All over again.
Again?
I am not kidding. I swear to Christ.
One of the other dogs decided to do?
No, same dog.
See, so the dog's ill.
Same dog. Rudy. I don't know what the problem. And so I call my wife. And I say, okay, you know how you like telling everybody that I have an SUV and I never do anything in my SUV? The back of my SUV now, my pristine SUV, the only thing in my life that I know is clean and is my own, now reeks of dog crap and has big... I went into Kmart for 2 minutes, those dogs pooped again. She said to me, did you take them for a long run before you left this morning?
Oh, God.
I said... When do I ever take the dogs for a run?
Mm-hmm.
That would be never. She said, well, anybody knows that you've got to take them for a long run. I said, I opened up the back door. They were outside for 40 minutes before I left the house. She said, that's simply not enough. And then she said, to add insult to injury, I was describing the poop and cleaning the poop up, and she said, was it green? Because I was saying it was a color, and I said yes. How'd you know? She said, was it a real, like almost shamrock green? And I said, yeah. And she said, you know what that's from? You know those cookies that you give the dogs, those Milk-Bone cookies that I tell you not to give them all the time?
No.
She said, did you give Max a cookie before you left the house? And I said, duh. Yes, because they've been outside, and it was the only way that I could get them to go into the car.
Right. So you had it all figured out.
They say, cookies, who wants cookie, get in daddy's car. So, two times, and both times I could say nothing to my wife about how pissed I was that my car was messed up, because I didn't ask how she was doing the night before when her car locked up.
Did she ask if you were all right?
She did not, Buzz, and
thank
you for asking.
Did you get it cleaned? Early?
I did. You bet I did. And as I pulled up to Ocean City, I'm on the, speaking of, here's a plug for OnStar. I'm on the OnStar phone with my wife. I'm saying, I'm at 120th, meaning I'm about, 20 blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be outside with the leashes, ready to take them as soon as I get there. I'm telling you, my extra blanket is covered with dog ass. My car is covered with dog ass. I get there, and of course, she's happy. Right, because she's, la, la, la. She goes, she opens the thing, and she goes, where's my boys? Where are my good boys? I go, look at this. Look at the back of my car.
Did she specifically say, where are my good boys?
Yes, yeah. And
which is kind of an insult to you.
And
right?
She said, Doesn't Daddy know to take you out? Doesn't Daddy know to take you out?
You're the culprit.
Didn't Daddy stop when he heard? Listen, yes, Daddy would have stopped when I heard him bark when I was on the freaking 4.5 mile Bay Bridge that's 2 miles up in the air.
Yeah, baby.
I pulled off at the first possible place. So that's how I got there. And then there was the problem of, well, now that her car is locked up and they're going to have to tow it back, what are we going to do?
Right.
What the hell are we going to do? Because what I want to avoid at any cost is having to come back from Ocean City in the car with my wife, which is not a problem, but I don't want to be in the car with my wife and with the dogs.
Again,
right?
No.
I don't want...
Who can blame you?
I don't want this. So we call Hertz. We get a one-way rental because her car is so screwed up, the dealership said we'll pay for
it. Was it a cargo van?
No. Mike...
It wasn't a minivan, was it?
I've never seen Frida more uncomfortable, and I've never loved it more than when I saw her slip behind the steering wheel of a 2004 Chevy Impala.
There you go.
Now, if there's a car that this woman was never born to drive, I'm telling you, from the moment she pulled up in it, she said...
And she had the dogs in it?
She said, look at this car. Yeah, dogs are in it. So here's the thing. We go out to the movies on whenever it was, Saturday, it was Sunday, when we went to Fahrenheit 9/11. I'll tell you about that in greater detail at some other time. The problem with that is I had heard too much about the movie and knew too much what was going to happen before I saw it. So I kind of came out of the movie thinking I agree with everything that Michael Moore was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he had to beat us over the head with it quite so much.
He's a partisan and Bush, he doesn't make any secret. A little heavy-handed.
The Bush stuff stands alone. And if I had the distinction to see the movie before all of this stuff came out, I probably would have left the theater the first time if I had heard nothing about it.
You would have been wowed by it.
I would have said, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But as it turns out, because I was kind of used to it, when we left the movies, this was Saturday night, we walked out and Frida said, you know, oh my God, that was something. Mm-hmm. And she said, what do you think? Mm-hmm. And I said, God, I hope those dogs didn't S it. She said, don't you have any reading at all on this movie we talk about? I said, what is there to talk about? I agree with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to nitpick it to death, but it's a good movie.
You could. I mean, of course, anybody could nitpick it to death.
Sure.
I thought it was a little long, and I think it was the same thing where I probably wouldn't have thought it was long if I hadn't heard all the hype about it. That's the problem when you get hyped for a movie, and you hear about a lot of stuff that's included in the movie. You kind of look for it, and if it's not in there, then the movie drags on a little.
I know, we got a break so we get this Dale Jr. guy on. I just say, the last part, what I was waiting for was Sunday. Because on Sunday, my wife is going to leave.
Right.
The dogs are going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
My son, who's self-sufficient, pay back the $40 incidentally they called in for.
There you go.
He's working, so he's not even on my radar.
Right.
My wife gets up on Sunday morning and she says, "I'm going to head back. Do you think you'll be okay? You know, being facetious, you'll be okay by yourself. You know, it's not too apparent that I need just some me time."
Yeah.
So
everybody
says,
does.
Okay, I love you. You know, mwah. You're the greatest. I love you. I'll call you. I'll see you later. She leaves. 2 seconds later. Ding dong. It's my mother-in-law.
Ha-ha!
My mother-in-law has come over to paint.
Oh, that's nice.
And I don't mean like paint a room.
She's going to paint pictures?
Yes. She's taking art classes with Frida.
Uh-huh.
And my mother-in-law is probably... My mother-in-law probably loves me more than my wife does. I think my mother-in-law is like my mother. She would do anything for me. She stands up for me always. She understands my eccentric behavior. Mm-hmm. She and I get along on a wavelength that I don't think a lot of regular guys with their real moms get on. But yesterday, it was like I was waiting for Frida to leave for some goddamn solitude to finally have a day when I have not done something that somehow is screwed up.
Right.
Because this is Frida's big thing with me. That's another thing you effed up. Although she's working on saying that to me. She does say it a lot. And I thought she left the house yesterday. I really did a little.
Sure.
Now let's see. I'm going to go.
And what you really do when the knock comes on the door is you've got an older version of your wife.
Yes, that's right. She says, "Hi, I've come over to paint." And I said, "Oh, fantastic. You know, my house, your house, my casa, your casa." So she, and I have nothing bad to say about my mother-in-law. She didn't annoy me with a bunch of pointless questions.
Right.
She didn't scream for help all the time. She didn't say, come down and find out what I'm doing here. It was just, she was there.
Yeah.
She was there.
We're not quite alone.
And she said, if you want to go out to the beach or something, go out to the beach. My mother-in-law could not have been sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how to tell her this. And say, if you had never given birth to your wife who has spent, to your daughter who is my wife, you never given birth to her, and she hasn't spent practically the 48 that last with having you come over.
I'd be in a state of euphoria.
It turns out for a 5-hour visit. But really, today, it's not the best day. But I didn't say any of that.
No, you ate it.
And say anything. I just, and then Frida called, hi, what are you doing? Nothing, I'm talking to your mom. Oh, that's great. Mom came over, yes, your mom's here painting.
She's happy.
Meanwhile, I'm like, I'm trying to say to my wife without saying goodbye. Mother, ow, she's going to be here.
Right.
Well, listen, if mom's happy, mom's not going to be in your way. And she's right, she wasn't in
right?
that way.
No.
I got nothing to complain about. I had
is she painting?
A fantastic weekend. Mike, it's a nude of me.
I thought so.
It's full frontal.
You posed for her, didn't
and,
you?
When
Is
you
that the one where you're on the lying sideways on the couch?
Actually, I'm sitting on a stool.
Oh, really?
And I am...
legs akimbo?
It's how to say this. I'm like those guys in that gay magazine that looked at that one time.
Yeah, you're actually pointing at the stars.
Not totally pointing.
Oh, really?
I'm more, I'm in that...
You're taking a three-quarter swing with your pitching wedge?
That's right.
Very good.
That's right. And I spent the greater part of the afternoon on this stool, nude.
Munching grapes.
Posing for my
grandma. So tiring. But
posing for my...
Very nice.
My mother-in-law. So that was that.
That's the brief nude swim and back to the posing.
The tattoo crisis with my kid is over.
Right.
I mean, she's fine with that. My wife is fine with that.
Good.
And anyway, that's all. And I would have said that at 3:00, and I'm glad that you said what you said. So now I said it now, and now we can move on. Now
everybody's got everything off their chest.
All of our issues are taken.
And I'm feeling dizzy.
Hold on a second.
Oh, dear. Dizzy from the potion? Yeah, the potion's making me dizzy.
You might want to try some of that potion.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever try that potion.
I want to tell you something.
Yeah?
That's some nasty tasting potion.
Yeah.
Just came out of me.
There you go. Well, you want a sip?
that stuff? No.
Sure, man.
Not to mention that stuff, that fast stuff.
Uh-huh.
Hello, number one, just what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks just like number one.
Yeah, it's making me feel a little woozy.
Huh.
Yeah. Of course, that might be the tight shirt. Oxygen deprivation.
I keep telling you, if you want to undo a button,
I don't. I'm not going to. I'm a professional.
So, Mike, you saw the tape of Dale Jr. yesterday?
Pretty amazing. And what was the most amazing was now with every even related NASCAR event, any auto race, you're going to get so many cameras. And it seemed to me that they maybe had more cameras than they've had in a normal NASCAR race on that particular camera. So you saw,
when
that car burst into flames, you saw every inch of that.
They had a camera underneath the car.
That was the amazing
car,
and that was the break, because you saw the fuel tank rupture.
And then you see that, then you see it go into flames, and then they go to the shot of the cockpit, and Earnhardt's sitting there.
He was dazed when he got into his little spin-out, so he was gathering himself.
He's really not even moving, and meanwhile, it's like something in a movie. His car is on fire. The entire thing is on fire.
It burst. You hear burst into flames. That's the way it looks. I mean, bingo.
It's a shame they didn't have any cameras on Frida's car.
it's
on yours.
I was going to say something awful.
Don't say it.
No, don't say anything regarding fire.
No.
It's a shame.
That'd be very cruel.
It's a shame. Well, Dale was okay. I'm sure Frida would be okay as well.
He had minor burns.
Minor burns is on his legs.
Yes.
And
chin.
And if Frida had major burns, then she'd be able to have an affair with Hot Lipsula. Major burns. So anyway, what's the deal with Dale Jr.? We're kind of closet NASCAR fans. And it wasn't even NASCAR he was driving yesterday. It was Le Mans. He was driving a Corvette.
Very scary for all of his fans.
It was, a time trial thing?
Yeah, I think so. I thought it was the real race. I thought it was the real race.
Well, I don't know. The guy on his team, I had the guy's name here.
I mean, it was Sunday, so you would figure it was the real race.
The guy who was supposed to share, maybe he was supposed to take over.
You know what I think it was?
It was a practice. Yeah, for the American Le Mans at Sonoma, California.
The guy that was on his team to share the driving duties with Dale Jr. is a guy named Boris Said. And I don't know this guy from Adam, but he can tell us what kind of race it was. He was supposed to be finishing the race with Dale Jr. We'll see if he does.
Right.
And then we'll ask him about that car, you know, cracking up in the flames.
Yeah, and how do you survive something like that?
What do you got here?
Music for Boris.
Music for
Boris. Okay. Yeah, it cues fast, doesn't it?
There you go, and... Right.
From the brain of Rob Stewart.
Boris.
Well,
where's our Boris and Natasha Tate? Those have not been computerized, have they?
Boris, the bird's body.
Oh, we got a new secret sound having laid on you today.
Oh.
Yeah,
Rob's very excited about it. Sure.
Oh, yeah, the brand new Big Money secret sound.
Come on, Big Bucks.
Where we add a dollar every day. Okay, here we go. Let's go to break with this.
Hi, this is Rocky the Flying Squirrel. Pokey Smoke, I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
What do you say, Bullwinkle?
I don't know. How about Natasha?
Hello, darling. This is Natasha from Bullwinkle Show. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Oh, for the birds, Bodie.
Think about this. When we come back from the break,
yeah. Right,
we'll make our debut for the second half of our show in Houston.
All right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Nancy, I'm helping Hank winch a trailer. I'll see you for dinner.
Sorry, Shug. I get to anchor eyewitness weather tonight. There's high winds blowing. Might be a tornado. This could be the disaster I've been waiting for. So keep your fingers crossed.
Well, what about my supper?
I left a carton of cigarettes on the table.
I think I'll keep her.
The Don and Mike Show. Possibly crooked. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Let's see who's on today. Buffalo.
Hey, Buffalo.
92.9 WBUF. Green Bay. 1440 WNFL. Portland, Oregon. It's two different stations. 910. 1390. Fresno starts today, 105.9 KRNC. Tampa Bay started last week on The Buzz, and right now we're finally on in Houston on what I understand is possibly the worst radio station in the history of modern Houston radio.
Huh. Very good.
Back in the day, there was a time...
No better guys for the job.
There was a time when KIKK was...
Right.
Like the station in Houston.
Big country station.
Now it's brokered out with crap. They put Howard on in the morning, and they'll put us on in the afternoon. They have to run the, How to Spend Your Money shows.
Right.
That's a contractual agreement they cannot get out of. They will be running our entire show 2 to 6 Houston time, starting Wednesday, September 29th. So if you're one of the people that turned on the station today to hear what our show is all about...
Mm-hmm. You heard Friday's show.
Well, no, that's in Austin.
Well, that's Austin where they're doing
it. In Houston, they're on right now, but they've missed the first 2 hours.
So they're catching the last 2 hours.
Right, which has a lot...
You missed a lot of good stuff, Houston.
You did.
Yeah.
But listen to it little by little. September 29th, we'll finally be on full-time on that station in Houston.
Great boots.
KIKK. Mm-hmm. And the station in Austin, it's just unbelievable. If you didn't laugh, you'd really go down the hall and find somebody and bust their head into it.
Mm-hmm.
But because that's so bass-ackwards that they're taking the show, but they're running, like the show we're doing today, if you think you have it bad in Houston, if you're one of the two people listening to our show right now, and that's what the ratings are telling me right now.
Right.
Two people in Austin. In Houston.
Hi.
Talking about, who's that?
That's Steve Page, who's filling in for Boris, but this is the guy that was there who saw it happen, saw it go down.
The Dale thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Anyway, in Austin, what we're saying today won't be heard until tomorrow. And in Houston, now the show starts halfway through the show.
Yes, so you catch the last 2 hours.
But in Fresno, they got all 4 hours on FM.
This makes it very important that all news items are as fresh as possible.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, some prognosticating might be in order for the news department.
I'll work on that. Just predictions.
Please do, Buzz. So having said all of that, let's see. Oh, we have stuff on the show sometimes that has stuff to do with NASCAR.
Yeah,
this is very, very recent.
And we're just talking about whatever happened with Dale Jr. yesterday with this car, you know, catching on fire. And who didn't think right away, you know, God needs another driver?
I really thought he was toast when I saw that thing the first time.
So he was at a Le Mans thing in California.
Yeah, right? And maybe right off the bat we can get an explanation of this whole Le Mans deal. I it's obviously different kinds of vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Now, Boris said, who is the other driver on his team, cannot join us.
Right.
Joining us from the Speedway is a guy named Steve Page. Hello, Steve.
How are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Now, what do you do at the Speedway where this happened yesterday?
I'm president of the track.
You're president of the track. Have you... obviously, you've seen a number of wrecks in your day. That was up there as far as...
Probably one of the more spectacular, just, you know, it was a tremendous fireball, and you had a car that was just absolutely topped up with fuel.
All right, explain to two guys who, I don't want to say we're fags, but we like football, Mike likes baseball, we like basketball. NASCAR, we're slow into NASCAR.
We're kind of new into the whole racing game.
This actually isn't
this was
NASCAR.
Not, right, this was a NASCAR. Explain to me then why a guy like Dale Earnhardt Jr. would not be running in a Nextel race even if they had the weekend off. Why would he run in the race at your track?
Well, I actually explained to a friend of mine out here in Sonoma who's in the business of making wine on a weekend when he's not working at the winery, he still will open a bottle because he enjoys it.
Right.
Dale's a racer, and the kind of racing he does week in, week out is a little different, and a chance to hop in this Corvette, which is just a state-of-the-art race car, and to run on this road course, which he has a chance to do once a year in a NASCAR car.
If you can briefly explain to us the difference between Grand Prix racing, Le Mans, NASCAR.
Yeah.
The Le Mans racing, what is that exactly?
Well, if you have any sort of feel for the 24 hours of Le Mans, the sort of exotic sports cars and prototype cars, Ferraris, Audis, Corvettes, Lamborghinis.
So it's all about the vehicles, right? It's all about the cars in Le Mans, state-of-the-art cars, technology.
The technology in the cars is real focus as opposed to NASCAR, where the cars are pretty evenly matched and the technology is not really what it's all about.
So if I get what you're saying, Dale Earnhardt Jr. did this because he enjoys driving. It's something
and it's kind of an upgrade, obviously, for the car.
Out of the ordinary, gets to drive a different car, maybe more high performance, whatever it is you're saying. What happened yesterday? Is he lucky he's alive?
Well, you know, anytime you have that much fire, there's always, it's always a big scare. But
I am the god of hellfire.
You look at the in terms of what happened in the accident. The car was out in the first lap, first practice session in the morning, completely topped off with fuel. And if this wreck had happened on the second lap, it would have been completely different. The filler tubes, if you think about your car and the tube that comes up to where you put the spout in and put the gas in, because he'd only driven about less than a mile since they filled it up, that tube was still full of fuel.
Wow. Oh, so it was that topped off of the actual tube leading up to the gas tank. I mean, the tube leading up to the...
tires were cold. He got loose coming out of a corner and backed into a wall. Mm. And if you look at the video, you can see spray of liquid. That's the fuel that
minimized. We saw that. Now, from your standpoint as the guy that runs the track, and you know the history with his dad,
mm-hmm.
and you know, thank God everything's okay now. But what were you thinking? Yeah, I mean, this can't be how you want to have your track and your name linked, whether it's just fate or whatever. Tell me what you thought when you see this happening. You go, oh my God, that's not just anybody, that's Dale Jr.
Well, you go through, obviously, a range of emotions. I was up in the office. It was early. It was the first practice session. And
right.
Saw the big fireball and grabbed my binoculars, and I could see from the color of the car that it was, we had three Corvettes racing, and that it was one of them, and hurried down to our medical center and realized who it was. You know, your heart jumps in your throat. You never
Now, what's going on?
One of the things I noticed when he got out of the car, and the fact that he only had minor burns, my question to you would be, with these technologically advanced race cars, are the safety elements in these cars also advanced? Do you include that in some of these vehicles? Because he walked away with it. I mean, I guess when you see that video, it to me is a miracle, no matter what kind of suit you're wearing, that he walked away from this vehicle.
In any professional racing, the safety standards these days and the tech, that's really where, whether it's NASCAR or sports car racing,
okay, it's
technology
about the same.
Really is, yeah, it's so far advanced these days.
Would you ever let a jerk like Tony Stewart do what you guys do?
Actually, Tony is interested in racing in this weekend, and it didn't work out.
I say that as a fan of Tony Stewart. I enjoy his aggressive nature and the fact that he's not afraid to push anybody out of the way. I can only imagine, though, that it would be sweet to see someone push him out of the way and have the number 20 car go up and play. You know, God willing that he'd be okay, Mark.
You're talking like almost a true NASCAR fan. You truly are.
Almost.
You know, the cars that you have, as far as cost, are they much more expensive race cars?
I'm on the racetrack side, and I couldn't quote you numbers in terms of what it costs to build the C5.
What are they top out at? What are the top speeds?
The car itself is a couple $100,000.
Wow.
That Junior was driving yesterday, and in that range, I'm sure. And
so who has to pay for the car?
Well, the car is
like insurance? Does he have
General
to?
General Motors owns the team. And
I'm sure he doesn't call the good hands people.
Is he getting an estimate on the damage?
I think Mr. Goodwrench will take a pretty good look at
liability. I'm just going to give you my opinion. I think it's totaled.
Are you amazed? He only had a $50 deductible.
This morning that their car will not be racing again.
No, I don't think so.
And only a $50 deductible.
Pretty amazing, wasn't it?
Are you, seriously, last thing I ask, are you amazed that he's going to race this weekend in the Nextel Cup?
Well, the injuries really are not that severe from what we're told. Although, you know, anytime someone comes out of a scary wreck like that, you always have to, you know, deal with both whatever the physical pain is and just the emotions of getting back in the race car. But these are pretty tough guys, and this is what they do for a living, so it doesn't surprise me that he's planning.
He's a tough guy. Even his comment after the fact, I mean, you know, he is. He's one of the. I guess they all have a level of toughness, but you know, I think Dale Jr. comes by it honestly. I really do.
Well, if you think about what they do for a living, that's got to be part of their personality.
Yeah, you have to. Didn't we have one of the drivers on where you have to? They say you don't even put it in there. Yeah, fear is not something that's in the equation in that.
Not me. If I was in that car, I guarantee that fire would never have happened because I would have had the internal sprinkler going on so quickly.
I would have put it out.
At least my lap would have been wet.
Right. And he was, when you looked at the video, he was a little stunned, wasn't he, right when that first happened?
Well, it's tough to tell, but he actually had a pretty hard impact into that wall. So.
Yeah, it looked to me like he was just a little bit shaken, and then, of course, the fire, that'll wake you up pretty quick.
It'll tend to wake you up.
Right.
All right, well, listen, Steve Page, thank you for being on the show, telling us what happened with Dale Jr. and helping us understand why he was driving a car that wasn't the big Budweiser car.
And that was a test track. So what's going on at your track now? What's next? What's happening?
That was actually a major event. It was live on CBS yesterday.
So right.
Way to go with the CBS thing.
Yeah.
We love CBS. Cool. We love CBS.
It's one of a number of events. We actually had NASCAR here in June. We run NHRA. We run Le Mans. We run motorcycles. So it's
How do you feel about those people from CSI getting fired?
You got me there. I've never seen it.
You never seen CSI?
I'm afraid I can't help you on that one.
Okay.
That's like, who's the president that didn't know how to use a scanner at a grocery store?
I don't think
store?
It's the same thing, no. No, I don't think it's a TV show. It's not.
But
he's
more,
busy with his race.
More than a TV show, it's America's number one most watched show.
I understand.
And they just fired George Eads and
Georgia Fox. I don't think Steve, right?
Inexcusable.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for your time, sir.
We have our quote. Thanks. Have a good day.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. It's an excellent program.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Robin Brad.
This is set right before Dale Jr. hit the wall yesterday. Some exclusive audio here. Yeah, hold on. again. Look at that now.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God, the humanity. Oh, no. All right, we have news already. He's going to race next week. But Mike, he's okay, and here he comes, Dale Jr. He's okay.
That means he's okay, everybody.
He's okay.
You all calm down now, you hear?
You know, they did. Boy, you know that they had to go through lots of goodies headache powder yesterday.
Well, you know,
but like they were coming through with the bulletins. Dale Earnhardt crashes, details tonight.
Well, you know what a lot of people are saying, too, you know.
He wouldn't have gotten in that awful shape if he ain't been running in one of them sissy cars. Mm-hmm. You get him back in a Chevy, he'd be doing just fine.
Was he in a Corvette?
A Corvette ain't a Chevy, it's a sissy car.
It's a Chevrolet.
Don't matter none
it's
to
Chevrolet.
Me.
It's a Chevrolet.
You get him out of that newfangled fancy sports car and you get him into a Lumina. He'd do just fine.
Can't build no car out of no fiberglass.
What do you think about that? They use that name, Layman's. Layman's, why? He's French. That's why he got all screwed up.
You know what that means? That means fag in French.
Yes,
hey,
right.
I'd like to lay a man.
Layman's. No wonder he got himself in a world of hurt.
Mm-hmm. That remind me of that car that used to be built by Renault.
Yeah.
Remember? Lay Car by Renault.
Lay Car. I got you, Lay Car.
Right.
Why, he got himself in all sorts of bad stuff, that Dale Jr.
All right, there's a guy about Dale Jr.
Wow.
Buzz, you've not seen that video. Watch SportsCenter tonight all when right. you get home.
And I must say one last thing.
Yeah.
I thank the Lord for not taking him.
Yeah.
Well, God didn't need another driver.
Amen to that.
I clear the lines right now. At 877-365-3636. And we'll take some live on-screen phone calls.
All right.
On the rotating random phone scan. From anywhere in America, including Fresno and Houston. 877-365-3636. From Canada. 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. 202. 432-1067.
I'm so happy.
Why?
Because God didn't take he.
Didn't. He didn't take him away.
Didn't take he.
He didn't. I can't do it. We're doing the country thing.
Didn't.
You didn't.
Just like I'm turning Japanese.
We'll be right back. Where's Jerry Todd today?
Yeah. Hey, Jerry Todd.
We went through the whole show without Jerry Todd for goodness sake.
We haven't had Jerry Todd at all today.
You can tell.
At least put in the turning Japanese.
Japanese.
Number two. Is cut,
Japanese.
Cut number two.
That's what it is, Don.
Hey, video.
Japanese.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video from Tom Monroe from his latest disc entitled Tom Monroe on a New Wavelength. And that's a pretty thing called Turning Japanese.
Japanese.
Right. Japanese.
Jerry Todd.
Get a phone scan. Call next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I didn't understand you, sir.
Jerry!
No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was.
Jerry!
I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Right. Oh, hi.
WJFKFM and ask questions.
You didn't need to hear that.
Be a dear and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
That you did need to hear.
Yes, be a dear and listen.
Now, today, I don't know what's happened today. The many moods of Mike.
What I do.
Not complaining. Not complaining. The many moods of Mike, our whole schedule today. Forget about it. We're not going to be able to play name six sounds in 60 seconds or whatever the game is. We'll do it tomorrow.
Is that like the Secret Sound contest?
No, not at all like the Secret Sound.
That's a brand new game?
It's another game.
Name six sounds in 60 seconds?
No, you got to make six sounds in 60 seconds while you're running around your house with your cell phone.
Cool.
Don't have time for that today. Tomorrow, Remember 4 years ago when I switched from Democrat to Republican?
Yes.
And the tool from the Republicans came in and he gave me all the paraphernalia.
Yeah, you got all the free stuff. I will still point out neither one of us has ever been given anything from the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. Well, that guy's coming in tomorrow. And he wants a decision from me, a public decision, for the, whatever it is, the Northern Virginia Republicans Association.
Right.
Wants to know which way I'm going this year.
Well, I certainly hope that that you've seen the light finally.
You'll find out tomorrow.
Very good.
Also tomorrow, from Sacramento, we love Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Some guy that's got a restaurant that doesn't serve bald people, or some, or maybe he only serves bald people. I'm not really sure what
we'll
it
find
is.
Out. So it's, the only the follically challenged or served.
One of those wacky human interest stories. Which is it, Rob?
You're gonna love this because on Wednesdays, if you're bald, you eat free.
Well, hey, how about
if
that?
If you're half bald, uh-huh. you pay half price.
Well, how much do you think you'd get off the ticket?
I think Rob is FREE.
That's sad. I even dropped the character voice.
Hey.
Hey.
Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Who are the mommies from tomorrow? What is it? The makeover show? What's the makeover show?
The Extreme Makeover. There were three sisters that were made over. They had 48 procedures. They lost weight and...
This is for what show? The ABC show? The Makeover show?
Extreme Makeover, yeah.
So we have, what, two of these broads tomorrow?
We have one of
the three.
Praying to God, you have one, yeah.
Okay.
5:45.
All right, your job's hanging by a thread.
I know.
Okay, all right.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
There she goes. That's Beth Ann, our producer.
Your phone call's now on the phone scan. Yeah.
Very good.
Hold on. Let me read you this from radioandrecords.com about our station in Austin, Texas that we signed on today.
I'd love to hear it.
I know we felt real good about getting cleared in Austin.
Sure.
And then, you know, even we are saying, well, this can't be a permanent plan to have the show be on next day tape delay.
I don't think that would really work.
Well, yep. not according to what I'm reading, Mike. And listen, you're going to love this. The station used to be known as, hold on, in Austin, Texas, the station used to be known as The Beat, KQBT.
Uh-huh. That's hip-hop.
Uh-huh. They were number 5 in the ratings.
Ooh.
Overall. The new call letters... have not been announced yet, but there is a brand new positioning statement for the station.
Well, what do they say?
104.3, The Coyote.
Hey.
Ah, ooh. I've heard some dumb ones before.
The Coyote. We got coyotes around here now.
Yep, so then, right hold here. On. Let me see. What does it say? Here's the lineup. Sounds to me like it's not temporary with our show being on one day later. Mornings, Howard Stern Show.
Okay.
Middays, the Westwood One syndicated Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm.
Afternoons, Live 105 Dallas guy, Russ Martin. That's the reason we're not on Live in Dallas, because of that guy that was on late at night.
Fantastic.
And then,
sorry.
Tom Lucas. So,
whatever. You know, I mean, you know, we're happy to get
glad to
get.
Be there.
They've got to, I said Austin, didn't I?
Smashing Baby.
Right. Austin, Texas. They got to figure out a way to get the show in Austin so that it's not yesterday's show when they're hearing it. But this is a problem that we shouldn't worry about now.
Yeah.
We'll worry about it tomorrow or whenever. Whenever people from Austin start calling us and saying, how come you're not on live?
Absolutely.
Or at least tape delayed after, like the next
day. Maybe we should start talking like we're from Texas.
Same day is okay. If you're going to run the show, in some markets we're on tape delay, it's okay to have it same day tape delay.
Well, yeah, I reckon if they're fixing to change things, then they've got their priorities.
But welcome.
Great.
Welcome to the Coyote.
Mm-hmm. The Coyote and what you're hearing now on the Coyote was broadcast yesterday on the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Kobe Carson. Kobe Carson on the Coyote. Hi, hello, phone scam.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And hi there.
I'm Mike O'Mara Slim.
You're on the air.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, yesterday you guys were talking about those...
Hey, now, if it was yesterday, my friend, you
mean
a stalker.
2 days ago.
Because
he's doing that for the Texas listeners.
Oh, come on. Well, don't help us out. What do you want?
I was just going to help out. You know, you use the politically correct Adam West for these moisture wipes. And I think a more appropriate celebrity would have been Pate Duke.
Okay. All right. Listen, you're doing
the wipes.
You're doing a show that we would have been able to do like six months ago.
Bottom of the weekend.
Oh, you mean those things that Will Smith was talking about?
Yeah, right. I think they are referred to as
Playtex personal cleansing wipes.
AWs.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's also excellent if you can use it as a power washer.
Yeah, but one small mistake and you're in the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, and also...
You got water coming out your eye socket.
If you do happen to follow Will Smith's direction and go to your pharmacy to buy AWs to use instead of toilet paper...
Well, I mean, I didn't do it because of Will Smith. I've done it beforehand.
I'm simply saying for those who are going to do as I do, follow everything that Will Smith says.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to be in great shape, Mike.
I'm going to go buy some extras. Yeah.
You're right, you're drinking all that fast stuff today.
Yeah, exactly.
Fast indeed.
Yeah, of course, we all know what AW stands for.
Of course.
But use
refer to my friends in that way sometimes.
I was going
to
say, use the code name that we use in my house. We go, Mommy, Daddy, where are the line ones?
Uh-huh. You could call somebody a wipe, couldn't you?
Sure you could.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just say a wipe.
Sure you could, but...
Stop being such a wipe.
It's a slippery slope.
Yes.
So watch it. And who knows that when I say slippery slope, I'm not talking about some Oriental guy.
No disrespect intended, of course. You didn't intend that.
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two.
Right.
Because they're going to try to get the upper hand on. Mike wants the defense to do well.
I move right there.
Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays.
Okay. It's a slippery slope.
Every time.
Japanese. Hello.
Those AWs are great. That's why they call him the Fresh Prince.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, now, come on now. Let's get it.
Oh, excited. Okay.
You're on here.
I called because my phone has a lump in it, and I was told to get in contact with you guys.
Your phone has a lump.
Yeah, I can't figure out what it is. Is this a phone scan?
When did you first notice the lump?
Hold on. Now, this guy is really trying some really bad comedy on us. And you know what? You're going to get a couple of seconds here to say what your mother is and what town she lives in and say eject. Otherwise, this phone number is going out, dude.
I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed now. I was playing along.
Come on. Are you still there?
Joe,
get me that number right away.
He's yellow.
Because you know the rule on this show. You've got to call with a joke, at least be man enough or woman enough to stand up, and if it stinks, we give out your phone number.
Right.
For goodness sake.
Here I was playing along foolishly.
That was a hit and run.
Because I'm all lightheaded.
Hello, Don and Mike show. You're all something today.
I am.
I'm not quite sure exactly what you are today, but you are something.
Well, anytime I come in with a tight shirt, you'll know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
You are on the air.
You guys missed out on talking to Boris Stead. He is a funny guy. He's a very good road racer and a great interview, so...
Well, they decided they get us, instead of him, they get us the dull guy that owned the track.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy could have been a little bit more boring, but I'm not sure how.
But he's not dynamic like you.
Thanks.
Right. Okay, bye, ass.
Quotable guy.
Bye, ass. Bye, ass. Jesus Christ. Bye.
Thanks for the helpful hint.
Bye. Go to hell. Hello? Wait, you waiting for directions? Dig a hole.
Okay.
When you get to China, keep going. Go to hell. Or the guy would have been more interesting. You know who would have really been great would be Dale Sr., but he's dead.
That would be a great interview.
Who would have been great beyond him would be Dale Jr., but he's all burned up.
Yeah.
And then we tried to get the guy that...
Not so burned up that he can't do a race again.
We tried to get the guy that he was going to drive, so there you hang up. Okay, bye, see your mom in Whoretown. And that's the answer, incidentally, for the other guy. Whoretown, Whore City.
Whoretown.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is the phone scan. Anyone can call. Hello?
What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you doing the Donald Duck voice?
Not today, please.
All right. Goodbye.
Hey, Mike.
What?
What's up?
What do you want?
Here you go.
I'm saying hi, guys. Oh, man.
What, did you do the Is this the same guy that did the Donald Duck thing?
Yeah, I've not changed the line. It's the same guy. Hey, dude, listen.
Yo, where's Gustavo?
I don't understand what I said. No, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
You guys are the greatest.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Go to hell.
Oh, come on.
That's the second go to hell.
Go to hell.
We're just starting to ramp it up here.
Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm not as relaxed as you were at the beginning of the show. I guess we're going in opposite directions. You were very relaxed at the beginning. Don't look at me. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, hi.
number one caller from Houston.
No, not necessarily. You mean like the first,
the
or
first?
Does it mean you're head
also,
of the list?
Also the only one.
I'm the only one and the number one.
Now tell me something about this station that we're on. Is this seriously the worst station in Houston? And be honest with us.
It's not the worst station, but it started out as a business talk station.
Uh-huh.
So right now, but it's still, if it's not the worst, if this station KIKK is not the worst, what's the worst station in Houston? Because that's where we should try to get on. Because at least they'd run for all 4 hours.
Yeah.
At least until September.
Well, there's a lot of Latino stations down here that I never listen to, so...
Good for you.
And good for you, sir. That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Okay, goodbye.
Oh, wait, I'm from Manassas, actually. I listened to you guys years and years ago before I moved down here.
So you're actually in Houston, but you used to live in Virginia.
Yeah, and I've been without you guys for 8 years, and I'm just glad to have you back.
Well, we're delighted to be back. Thank you for calling.
Spread
the word.
Thank you very much.
You have a good day now.
Hello.
Still waiting for that first phone call.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
This is Ishmar Ashabib. Would you like
okay,
to...
Okay, I'm really
friend?
Still waiting for the first phone call.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show, phone scan.
How you guys doing?
Come on.
Now, what was the click? Did you have us on hands-free?
Why must you ask how we're doing? Can you not tell?
Can he answer my question
from
first?
Listening to the show today?
Did you have us on hands-free?
I'm a little off-center because Mike came in today unbuttoning his shirt. He changed shirts at the beginning of the show. He decided to go on this fast.
I'm still waiting for
my
answer.
I'm running a pharmacy.
Wait a minute.
I'm running a pharmacy.
I don't care. Just answer yes or no. Did you have us on the speakerphone?
No, I had you on mute, and I took it off mute.
On mute.
Hey, well, listen, please, come contribute to our best segment ever.
I believe anybody calling this show should have their phone pressed up against their ear, waiting eagerly and excitedly to come on the show.
What can we do for you?
A wise man from Texas once told me, fool me once.
Now, listen, don't do this George Bush stuff. Don't try to be funny.
I need to understand... the whole Will Ferrell situation with this movie that you saw, Anchorman.
Oh, you want to now? You want to argue with me about Anchorman?
No, not at all. I basically went to see the movie
over the weekend.
You went to see it?
I went to see it based upon your recommendation.
I saw it over the weekend, and I thought it was fantastic.
I was so disappointed.
Oh, well, you know, go to hell.
I saw it over the weekend, and I thought it was fantastic.
And don't patronize me. Tell me the truth.
I didn't go see it.
Of course you did.
I'm going to come in every weekend, though, and say that.
I saw it, and I liked it, but I didn't like Will Ferrell.
You know,
it didn't turn me on Will Ferrell.
Oh, really?
But there are some parts that I think you would like. It's still worth seeing.
Okay.
And Buzz, I know you saw it.
I thought it was very funny. I enjoyed it very much.
For those of you keeping score at home, that was Rob really making a stand.
Hello. You know, he went through that with me last night, and I said, would you...
That was Rob, really. That is Rob saying the movie sucked in this particular situation.
I thought no. Last night
Will Ferrell wasn't funny, but the movie itself...
You're wrong. Will Ferrell was funny.
Okay. So, that being said, there are other funny parts as well.
But what would you give it?
Like, on what scale? Like a star system?
Give it a grade system.
I would give it a C+, overall.
You call yourself my friend.
I do.
Get out of here.
We can agree on the
microphone off.
You know why I'm your friend? Let me tell you why I'm your friend.
Why is that?
I'm not going to see this movie. I'm not going to waste my time because I don't want. You've gotten more crap about this movie.
You know,
if I go see this movie and I hate it.
Our goddamn audience 3 weeks ago was, hey, I went to see a movie which was funny. Now, why are you pointing at me?
You're making me laugh.
Why are you pointing at me?
Because you're making me laugh. I was gonna make a statement and you didn't let me finish. I was just going to say.
I'm sorry, Mike. I've only spent the last 3 hours today letting you finish. Go ahead.
Oh.
And I know.
Take a walk in my world.
I know, pal.
All right.
I'm ready for it. Anytime you want to switch.
Let me tell you. Now, it's always about that.
No. I mean, always about that. Anytime you want to open up your life like you did today, I'm all for it.
Yeah, but don't open up my life. Can I finish what I was saying about that? No, I don't. Now I don't care. I'm going to go see it. I'm going to hate it. I hate it before I even see it. We get in a big fight about it. No, I was saying I'm your friend because I think you've taken plenty of crap about this movie, and I'm not going to go see it. And if I hate it, come in here and do that. I'm not, because that's overkill.
But it's
too much, and I don't want to. And frankly, to Will Ferrell. I mean, if I've got free time. I'm not spending 2.5 hours with Will Ferrell.
But I think you'd like it.
Yeah, but you don't think I'd like it. It's not like when I came out of Something About Mary and I stopped you on the street.
No,
and we like got people beeping at us in
but
back
how
of
often does a movie screen. Like that?
That doesn't happen very often.
All I'm saying, I'll stand by this. Anchorman's a funny movie. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
What?
You're not my best friend anymore.
What was that sound?
What was that? That was the sound.
His heartbreak.
What was that sound?
That was right. It was the sound of a broken heart.
What was the sound you made? Wow. You're not my best friend anymore. I don't know.
the broken heart.
Like it matters.
All the boy wants to do is please you.
I know. And Raleigh, when we talked last night, I was drunk, so you know I was honest.
You were.
I said, if you didn't like the movie, this is why I got worried. Worked up with him today.
Right.
Because I said to him last night on the phone, it's not a personal affront to me. If you didn't like it, just tell me you didn't like it.
He can't.
And he kept saying...
You're asking him to do something that he cannot do.
I said, there are parts of the... He said, well, there are parts that I liked. And I knew
you
he didn't like
it. You understand what his prime directive is in his mind?
Please.
I understand, but it's
I aim to please.
And you... More than anyone. He aims to please me most of the time.
I know.
But not all the time.
He's a good boy. You're allowed to have your own opinions.
But
just don't say them on the show.
The weatherman is hilarious. That I will tell you. That is my favorite part. And I think you would like the weatherman.
Yeah, well, not a chance I'll see it.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. And when I said that thing to you about switching places, I didn't mean anything like you know, run the board and think of... I just meant... Today you caught me off guard, and still I'm off guard with you. To be honest...
Would you like to know a secret? I caught myself off guard.
I swear to God, if you think for 1 second...
I want to tell you something. If I didn't know you better, and I do know you good because you are my best buddy...
Right.
I don't think you're drunk.
You would think that I feel a little woozy today.
I would say that you're on something. I went outside to buzz, and I said, I know Mike's not into the ging.
No.
But he sure does seem gingy today.
Well, I will say, since I've started on this this little pepper spray or whatever I'm drinking here, it has made me feel a little lightheaded, to be honest with you. But I think it's really the tight shirt. That's what started it today. Yeah, and I'm also, I mean, I just came in. I surprised myself today.
And, Mike, here's what I was saying to you. I'm for that every day.
Right.
5 days a week. You want to open up the world of Mike O'Mara?
No, then it becomes a job.
No.
No way. There's the rub. No.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello
Don
there.
Mike.
Yes, hello.
Just wanted to tell you that I love you guys, man.
Right, go to hell.
Keeping it going.
Actually, Mike, that's a joke.
I understand.
I didn't mean that. Really. Just purgatory. Hello, Don and Mike. It's halfway between heaven and hell.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
1-1000.
Don and Mike radio show.
Don and Mike.
The show you're listening to and you've called and now 3 times we've identified. Hello.
Mike, you there?
Still. Well, why would you think we're not there? What is the problem with figuring out that you're on?
I didn't hear the hum.
What?
I did not hear the hum.
You didn't hear the hum. Did you hear what you didn't hear the hum, but did you hear when the human voice said Don and Mike show?
But you sound just like you do on the radio, man.
No, really. We're having real problems with people like... overthinking when they're on the radio. When we say Don and Mike show hello, don't talk right now.
Okay.
You're getting lectured right now.
Okay.
When we say you're on the air, we say Don and Mike show, that's when you jump in. Please follow me. This is not hard to figure out.
But I've been jumping in every time. I didn't know if I was on the air or not.
All right, go ahead. The forum is yours. What would you like to say?
All I want to...
Right.
He's hearing the
I had to hang up on his ass. I'm sorry
Thank
about
you.
That. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Pardon bad cell phone. I'm sure you're trying to say something. When you say, hey, wipes.
Hey, wipes.
Hey, wipes.
Hey, wipes. All right.
Okay.
I'm just wondering what happened to Homo Joe and Dennis Murphy. Never hear them anymore.
Well, they had bad cell phones and we had to have them shot.
I don't know, my friend. They lived their own lives.
Well, I love you.
I hate you.
Hey, but listen to the way he said it. I really think he meant it. I think he did.
I meant it sincerely.
So did I.
I'm feeling lightheaded thinking about Mike in this tight shirt as well.
Well, I love you right back.
I'll stop it. I'm driving. I can't handle this now.
Okay, goodbye.
Sorry, I say
goodbye.
The worst thing that he said there was when he said, oh, stop it. That creeped me out.
Don and Mike show. Hello, phones again.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey.
Spent the weekend with my in-laws.
Wait, hold on a second there. I hate to be hypercritical. It's been one of those phone scams.
Yeah.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing? And then Like, what was that the ramp up in your own brain to start your spiel?
I'm sorry.
don't apologize. You know, a great movie I watched over the weekend, Swimming with Sharks. Don't apologize. It's a sign of weakness.
But I had almost an experience with sharks. I spent the entire weekend on a pontoon boat with my in-laws and their extended family.
Where do the sharks come in?
Well, I was on a wave runner with my father-in-law trying to shake him off the back. He's a little on the heavy side. And I was praying for a couple sharks in through the Indian River.
Were there any sharks really involved in
it? No, he's just another one of our callers. Trying to, I believe,
do his comedy material.
I'm
not a comedian. I don't have any comedy.
You know that.
Yeah, that's true. I was just trying to relate my story with my in-laws this weekend on a pontoon boat.
Okay, let me think about that. And we don't care.
All right, sorry.
It's been a long time since one of these little phone scans has gone this badly.
And for goodness sakes, they're only getting half the show today in Houston, and today they're getting the worst half.
I mean, it's just people calling with their prepared comedy material without any thinking.
Don and Mike, hello.
Radio God.
Yeah, right, hi.
Right. We love you here in Canada.
Right, thank you for calling, my friend. What can we do for you?
Right.
I just wondered if you're going to be doing any more spotlights on Canada. I love that segment you guys were doing a while back.
Yeah, I don't know. You know,
it's
hard to keep people happy on the show with the show that we're doing. Because we get a guy on who was there when Dale Jr. burned up his car, but unfortunately we didn't have the right guy. And I'm sorry for you that we don't do the spotlight on Canada. How about the spotlight on right here? You know what I'm saying?
hey, Don?
Yes.
Screw you.
Hey,
screw you,
Ethan. Hey, step off, Canadian.
Step off.
Step off.
Step off. Is that like take off?
Well, that's a combination.
Yeah. Take off.
Get bent. Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. I'm sorry to hear that Rudy went green in your car.
Thank
but
you.
I think she used to do the same thing back when she was with the Huxtables.
Oh, no. See, the thing is, here's the thing.
Lost.
The guy's... No. It's another guy with a dumb joke. The guy's calling about my dog, which is named Rudy, and he happens to remember that on the Cosby Show...
Oh, the little kid was named Rudy?
Was named Rudy.
A joke from the early 1980s?
You're killing us today.
What's going on today?
And then he just hangs up.
Yeah.
Where's the retribution, I ask you?
Is it a Monday thing?
I have no idea, but this is an all-time high right here.
Like a big, long weekend of preparing?
I think it's my fault.
I agree.
Not me.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, my new friend.
Trying to please you.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, I think you're the last caller, my friend. What's your name?
Rich.
Can I tell you something? And I only say this. I don't want to encourage all you idiots, but I like phone scans like this.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's a good palate cleanser.
These are real good. But it doesn't mean that tomorrow I want 20 minutes of calls like this, please.
No. 2 days in a row of this, it would be a disaster.
One day on the short bus is great. Anyway, you're the last call. What can we do for you?
Hey, happy belated Negro de Mayo.
right on. Thank you, and right back at you. Where are you calling from?
Salt Lake City.
You are the 100th caller. Oh, and listen to this now. You want an Apple iPod. Yeah. I'm sorry, not the 100th. It seems like we've taken 100 calls.
Right,
the last
yeah.
call. You've got the Apple iPod, courtesy of BMW. Control freaks rejoice. BMW and Apple have created the first seamless integration of iPod and automobile. Go to iPodYourBMW.com today for details. But you want an Apple iPod just for calling the phone scan. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
And your radio station is KALL in Salt Lake City?
That's the one.
I got to think we're number one in Negroes there, man, if you're calling the show, because that's the entire black population of Salt Lake City.
Me and my brother.
That's it.
Well, we said hi.
Thank you. Hold on a second. Okay?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yes. There you go. That's for that phone scan, that's as good as we're going to get.
That's a good phone scan. We'll be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. Now operating with a 7-day delay. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know, in Austin, that's actually kind of funny. it's an 8-day delay.
Yeah, I love it.
Or in this case, it's a 3-day delay. Listen, whatever. It's back. the Big Money Secret Sound. Now, we're only going to play this once a day.
Very exciting.
$100 we'll add every day until we get a win. Right now, call recklessly, you animals. Be the 100th caller at 877-365-3636. Guess this common everyday sound.
How is it today?
Win the jackpot that starts today at $100.
Distinctive.
I think you'll like it, Mike. It is a common everyday sound. Give you no clue other than this. Here's your free bonus listen of the brand new secret sound.
There I it like
is.
It.
Mm. There it is. Not as impossible as the one with the VCR heads being pulled out and all that other
stuff. I love it.
Not listen really to it quick. Again. Now, here it is. That's the sound. Identify it. Win $100.
Mm.
And we add $100 every day.
You got it?
Mike,
yeah.
You got it already?
Yeah, I have it.
Oh, that's great.
I have it so much that I'm not even going to let you guys
is
know.
Is that how much you got it?
Yeah.
Write it down then.
No.
No. Okay. You're not going to write it down.
No, but I have it. I'll give it to Buzz. I'll show it to Buzz.
All right. Okay. Please do. While you're doing that, let me tell you that we have. You wouldn't know it from the phone calls we took a moment ago.
Uh-huh.
But we do have the greatest listeners in the world, and we have so many CDs from aspiring DJs, comedians, music stars of tomorrow today. That every once in a while we just pull out some of them and say, "What the hell." Let's play them for you.
Yeah.
And, Mike, what are you still... Oh, you're still writing
still
down?
Writing. I refined it a little bit.
Okay.
What do you think? What do you think?
What does it say, Buzz? What did he write?
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
All right. Well, what did he write?
Well, I can't tell you. Yeah, I mean, if he wanted you to know, he thinks, you know... Don't you think when you heard it?
I don't care.
A strong chance, yeah.
Hey, guys.
What?
Child reverse psychology, don't work on me. I don't care if you think you know it. You don't know what it is. You don't know what it is. What did you write down? Just act like you know, because it would piss me off.
No, he really wrote down something.
Did
right,
really?
A legitimate guess. I did.
Could he? Can he say it on the air?
He could if he wanted to.
I think if I said it on the air, it would blow the first round.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. Ruin the contest.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Now stop. Stop jerking me around today.
I'll show you what I wrote down.
What did you write down?
Right.
Hey, that's it.
See?
He wrote down, "Hi, Buzz." You know, Mike, I never thought I would say this to you. I thought in 20 years that you would say this to me. I'm past it now, but I have to ask you. I'm going to need you to fill a cup for me before we leave today.
Yeah.
Have I been that goofy today?
Yes, yes. You have. Really?
No one is complaining.
No.
Right.
No
right.
one's complaining.
I know.
They're
I know.
Entertaining.
However, you know, I mean, Jesus Christ. It's a long time removed from me, but I can see the symptoms.
No, I'm fine.
I really, you know what it is? What? Really, I really think it is.
What is it
not
doing?
Only being with my kids, but being with my kids. Normally, when I have my kids, I pick them up on Saturday morning, and I keep them through Tuesday morning. And during the school year, I drop them off every morning at 8:00 in the morning, and I have my little 5 hours of time before the show.
Uh-huh.
And now, what it is I've got them literally right up until showtime when I'm, you know, I'm the entertainer and doing everything for them. And I think it makes me a little crispy by the time I get into the studio, and I think that's exactly what the reason is for that. I swear to God, that's okay. What I think it is. And the good news is, I have him again tomorrow morning too.
Yay!
Okay. So you know, so Hector the Clown will be coming in again tomorrow too.
Well, you know, see, I'm trying to move on to something.
Right. Right.
And like now, even now, look what you're doing.
But now, wait a minute. Now you're getting oversensitive here. Now just move forward. I am doing fine. I'm doing, and now what I'm doing technically, although I'm drinking another beverage. I'm doing what I do every single day here. That was my little time. You were moving on to something, and I was just going to
take a sip of
my beverage.
You held up your little thing, your little plastic cup, and you swirled it around a little bit.
That's what I'm supposed to do because it's got the cayenne pepper in it. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing the work.
I understand that.
All right.
I understand that.
All right, I'm fine.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I am. I'm actually, everything is wonderful.
What was it? Was it Rupert? Was that the guy's name in the Steve Martin movie?
Yes.
Yeah. See, now you're killing me.
Now I'm just.
Do you know that has got to be?
Mm-hmm.
If I counted them all up, maybe that's not that it's not hilarious, funny, and
right.
Cracked me up.
Yes,
but that's maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, a million times today that you've done something non-verbal,
right?
That makes me laugh.
Yes, I know.
But how do I possibly pass that along?
I know.
No one knows. The great unwashed.
And I'm only doing it, you know, because I'm just enjoying my life.
Because you're drunk.
No, I'm not drunk.
I am not in any way, no.
I know.
There are no substances in my body outside of lemon juice, cayenne pepper, and maple syrup.
I got you. Well, I'm with you. Whatever it is you're going through, I'm here for you. When you crash, call me.
Like when it starts to not be fun anymore?
Yeah, give me a call, because I've been through all different stages.
Why don't we do another phone scan?
Of whatever it is. Listener CDs.
Yes.
We get CDs from listeners. I think I mentioned that. Here's one from a bunch of guys called The Witch Doctors.
Oh, good. This is unsolicited.
Right. And we've got about 50 of these CDs
wow.
that we've never listened to.
Can't wait to hear some.
This one was sent way back in May. Dear Don and Mike, I caught your show a half dozen times. Hilarious. Actually got through on the phone yesterday and told the guy that I've got a Bush tune for you. Here it is. Hope you enjoy it and play it. Imagine an ignorant, drunken, chest-thumping chimp with Reagan wannabe tendencies taking over the White House with dire consequences for everybody. And then he goes on and on.
I don't know.
As to be in studio chimps for my video. There will be drinking involved to create not only the proper musical atmosphere, but also the instruments themselves. Anyway, this is from a band called The Witch Doctors.
Okay.
And here's the song, the untitled song. I'm guessing it's about President Bush. We get these all the time. All right, I'll let it roll. I'll give it a second.
I like the intro, a nice little instrumental intro.
If we're doing like a radio record, it's got a good beat.
Yeah.
Hey, Houston, KIKK. How long until this station signs off? As soon as the sun goes down.
Just the regular rock and roll tune called CC Rider.
The cover.
Sure it is. Let me go to another cut here.
Fine one.
Standard.
But... Ah, it's mellow.
Is this his George Bush song? Hold on. Maybe there's a second page of this letter. They appear to be stuck together.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
No, that's nasty.
Is this just more dumb song? That doesn't sound like a George Bush.
Well, what's the deal?
Parody song. Hold on a second. The Witch Doctors. Oh, maybe this is a
separate CD?
Maybe it was on a separate CD. Yeah, maybe the... Oh, I see. Their real songs were sent on that CD.
Oh, okay. All right.
So this is their crazy George Bush song.
You want this for your car?
Here, let me put it in a special place, Rob.
There you go. File it.
I just did.
Hail to the chip!
Well,
here we go.
In the White House, I'm headed for the hills. With his finger
all right,
on
I'm
the
out.
Button, he's doing for a thrill.
Me
he's
too.
Been running off the road to drive.
Yeah, do it. There you go. All that's right. Good.
You want to file that one too?
File that one.
Keep it with the other one.
Oh!
Careful.
Rob, the strength of eight men.
Bingo.
Actually, all right, so then thank you, Witch Doctor.
Well, their regular stuff got more play than the little chimp song.
There it is. Now, what is this one? It says,
that'd be good.
Don. Okay, I'll open the next one. It says, Dear Don and Mike, greetings, sirs. How about a fresco? I am a 30-year-old man who up until Cumulus Broadcasting... this is from a DJ.
Oh,
bought out my radio station last week. I'm a morning show host. Used to do 7 to midnight. I first heard you guys when you were programmed in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I've included a CD of some of my morning DJ bits.
Oh, good.
I want to work with you or near you. Enjoy my air check CD after all you guys are in it. I've only done 3 years of paid radio. Can you help me out?
Hmm.
Todd C. Elliott. Here we go.
Now, as you
Elliott.
May or may not know, Tony Randall passed away this week, earlier this week, and I think that we may have lost one of television's great entertainers. Now, Tony Randall, of course, was popular for doing the TV's Odd Couple, and he would often appear on David Letterman sometimes, doing just very odd little...
Where's the part that's funny?
...appearances on David Letterman. Now, we've come up with a theory here at All Hit KQ98 that if you look at the movie version of the Odd Couple...
At KQ98, this is Carson Kobe.
We've come up with a theory...
And listen, for all the DJs out there, remember, the program directors ain't going to listen to this crap.
No.
Go to whatever's good.
With Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon, what we've noticed was when Walter Matthau passed away, it was exactly a month later, It might have been shorter. A short period of time later, Jack Lemmon passed away.
Yes?
That's right.
Where's the payoff?
And, ladies and gentlemen, I have come to the conclusion that there could very well be an odd couple conspiracy.
This guy sent this to us, like, with his best work?
Since Tony Randall has just passed away, and, as I call it, rubbed out, silenced, as it were.
Yes?
This is a truly an American tragedy, and
come
he
on!
Started the Jack Klugman watch. Now, Jack Klugman was opposite Tony Randall.
Pull it! That's it, file it. Pull it! However, don't throw it away.
No,
I want to call him tomorrow and tell him how bad he stinks.
He wants to work with you or near you. And then we can tell him to stay away.
Hold on to that one for tomorrow.
Should we hold on to the CD?
Hold on to the CD and the letter that's got the phone number on it.
Oh, yeah, no, that CD was close to being destroyed.
Oh, there's no phone number?
Good heavens, there's no phone number.
Throw it away.
Oh, unfortunate. Oh, what a shame.
All right, we got time for one more, and then we got to do the contest.
Is this another CD?
This sure is. Dear Don and Mike, please play my new record. It's called I Don't Like Bush. Maybe you remember my other hit you played on your show, Please Don't Marry the Jew.
Oh, God.
Do you remember we did get a record from a guy once called Please Don't Marry the Jew?
I don't think we played it.
I don't remember mine.
Rob, I think we had it in our stack, and we just never got around to playing the list.
Do you think out of the three CDs that we've had that we may have one that's got some sort of
I don't know.
Ray of sunshine?
This is it.
Let's see. All right. I don't like Bush. Here we go.
I like the CC Rider.
Here we go. Of course you did.
Of all of them.
Yeah, but I mean...
There's not much to it.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see if this is the new parody song that will put us over the top. I Don't Like Bush by Don and Mike listener, Head Bob.
Ah. He's too cocky. He's too uptight. Like a deer caught in a headlight. When he winks, he has that beady.
Is this supposed to be like I Don't Like Mondays?
No.
Although some Democrats follow,
jerk.
We find Bush harder to swallow.
There's four bonus tracks, though, Mike. The Priest Molestation Hotline.
Welcome to Fred's Motel and Starway Lounge. And now, the star of our show, Elvis, a tribute to the king.
Oh, hold on a second. That was his Elvis tribute. Oh, I see. I'm sorry, play the door. Here's his other hit, Please Don't Marry the Jew. See if you remember it now from when we played it before.
My daughter Maggie told me that she found the perfect man, and she wants to ring the wedding bells as quickly as she can. She said he is responsible.
You know, we get a lot of CDs from our listeners.
What's his name? Where's he from?
Don't tell me he's a Jew. What am I going to tell him that?
Here's what makes me laugh. It's done to an Irish,
Jesus died for all of your sins, and this is what you do. But Jesus, are you serious? How can you marry a Jew? Oh, Maggie!
All right, well, now that was the one
that ain't bad.
That's the one we got like 2 years ago. Where's the priest molestation hotline? Oh, here it is. Is this a song or a bit?
Maybe a sketch.
Thank you for calling the law firm of Eukin, Fondle, and Atone. If you know your party's...
All right, there you go. Well, see, folks, that's what we get from our listeners.
That's great.
And let's give them all a nice round of applause for trying.
We only had a chance to hear three of them. We were not able to call any of them.
Right,
exactly.
Tomorrow, perhaps. Oh, we still have this?
Yeah.
We've never gotten to the website, the Kirk Cameron I Love Jesus website.
Yeah, well, we've had Kirk Cameron. We played the visited once.
No, we've never really gotten to it. We've never really delved into the website.
Okay.
But we have all the audio from the website.
Right.
And what the hell is that doing with these listener CDs?
Yeah.
This is golden. Kirk Cameron is golden. This other stuff is garbage.
Speaking of gold.
What else do we have? Just put one of these cuts in.
Just put one in.
We've got to call our 100 right now at 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I know the answer to Secret Sound.
Okay, fantastic. What is your name, my friend?
My name is John.
Johnny, where are you from?
From Stockton.
All right, Stockton, California. John, you get one guess to identify this everyday sound. Do it and win $100. Good luck.
Caller, name this sound.
There. There it is. And as with all secret sounds, you got this think music, the Regis Philbin think music. And just so you can hear it one more time, that's the sound.
And the odds are in your favor.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay. $100. What's that sound?
I believe it is the top of an aluminum can, like a soda can, not opening it, but just kind of flicking the top of it.
Wow, how incredibly specific.
It is so wrong that I'll give you 2, 3, 4, 5 buzzes.
Five buzzers. Wow.
Sorry, absolutely wrong. Don't forget, though, that every guess is
a clue for you.
A clue for you, and we'll add $100, which means tomorrow it's worth $200.
Nice.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you. He was disappointed.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Who wouldn't
Hold on.
Be?
You get some kind of a prize. Hold on a second. We'll figure out what it is, okay? Oh, I know what it is. It's the prize pack from the HBO show Entourage.
I watched a little of that last night.
How was it?
Yeah, it's okay. I caught the tail end of it, and so I didn't get a chance to even make an opinion.
It's produced by Mark Wahlberg, and it stars Buzz. The guy's name is?
You know, I don't even remember. He's a new guy. Kevin Dillon is in it.
You know who else is in it? The guy whose name you couldn't pronounce. The name you were...
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, the day you were drunk?
He's in it. Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven. That's a prize pack for you from HBO. Thank you for listening.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Hold
I got that.
The line.
Kevin Dillon and Jeremy Piven. So think I'm drunk? See, I'm there. I'm on it. I'm on the case.
Buzz.
Yes.
It's time for news and comments.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Where's the rest of the Buzz stuff? Very, very good. Thank you. Okay. Here we go. It's Buzz. How do you like this show, Houston?
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Out of order.
Mm-hmm.
You're out of order.
Are you okay?
No, I'm drunk. I'm drunk and high, if I haven't mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Buzz!
Yes?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's me.
He made it up.
And Rob, we're incredibly late, but Rob has one more snippet from a listener CD.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike. I'm here in... God, put on that yoke, and we're here at the Cree Press Conference for the Stuntman Award Show for 2004.
We've never even heard this day.
Wow, true.
Pretty soon, we'll be interviewing Dennis Hopper, Connor Electra,
Enough!
That brought me great joy.
Enough. Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, at long last, an election that's actually interesting.
Ooh. Okay. That is coming up after this professional.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, Mike, we're running late. Hey, guess what? The computer just screwed up. But fortunately, we're here. We're queer. And we want to talk to you about OnStar.
We're always trying to make ourselves safer in the car, right?
Right!
We wear our seatbelts, drive cars with airbags, but some things are just out of our control.
Nails in the road, Jack, black ice, Jack, some moron yelling into his cell phone while doing 90 in traffic, Jack.
That's why OnStar is such a valuable service. Everything from calling you to make sure you're all right if your airbags go off, to calling emergency services for help, to locating your car if it's stolen. OnStar can do it all.
Here's the deal with OnStar. You press the white button and you use it like a cell phone. OnStar features an integrated cellular telephone, so you don't need any additional cellular equipment.
1 year of OnStar Safe and Sound plan, which includes a wide range of safety features, is included with the purchase of any OnStar-equipped vehicle.
For more information, go to the website at OnStar.com or visit your local GM dealer. Are we up on the network break? No one's come in to tell me, so I'll play the jingle.
We are waiting.
Where are we at?
We're right here.
So we got a minute to go?
Sure.
So now we have, because the computer has screwed up, we have a minute to fill.
So we have a minute to fill? Well, we're broadcast professionals.
We're not on the network. Oh, let me tell you this.
Not on camera now.
Just for those of you listening on WJFK. Be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636. But you must be available tonight.
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 because maybe you knew this, maybe you didn't, that WWE Raw is at the MCI Center tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Caller 100 gets to be the guest manager for a match.
Wow.
Go backstage for a meet and greet from the WWE. Caller 100-875-3636. When you call, you got to say the turning Japanese. How does he say it, Mike?
Turning Japanese.
And now, back to the network.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, good plan.
WKK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
Time for Buzz's News at Con and Buzz, brought to you by Viramax, world's number one sexual performance and pleasure enhancer. Viramax, number one.
Someone call for a doctor?
It really works. Doctor developed, clinically tested. Viramax, available at retailers nationwide. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. For those of you around the country, the greatest show ever continues. During the commercials, the computers crashed.
Yes.
Which meant that we had like a minute to fill.
Yeah, we lost the spot.
There was no commercial to play.
Yeah, we've got a new studio in here with new equipment and new technological advances.
Like we have an old studio with old equipment that they're trying to make look new.
Right.
But they're trying to bring us into the last century.
Yes, and they're, you know, it's really like putting a navigation system into a covered wagon.
So caller number 100 now has to be from D.C. Turn your radio down, please. What is your name? Pardon me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Would you put your mommy on the phone? The guy put the mommy on the phone? Who is this?
This is me. This is Paula.
Paula, who is that that was just on the phone?
Oh, that was my son.
Ah, that was your son.
He's dialing for me.
Now, would you be willing to take your son to WWE tonight?
Yeah.
Would you or your son like to be the manager for one of the matches?
Sure.
Now, would you or your son? Which one would you like?
Oh, not me. It'd have to be my son.
No, your son. Okay. Well, you and your son better get your ass down to the MCI Center because WWE Raw starts in 2.5 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
You go down, go downtown, go backstage, meet and greet your favorite superstars, and your son will be a guest manager for one of the matches tonight on WWE Monday Night Live Raw.
Cool.
All right. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Thanks.
You're not driving a minivan, are you?
No, I'm driving an MDX.
That a girl. Good mom.
All right, thank you very much. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Hold on a second.
That was a surprise for her.
Get that mom's information. Now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, election after election, surveys show that most people are bored by it all. Not this time. A new survey shows that 75% of us think, quote, it matters a great deal, end quote, who wins the presidential contest in November. It's still a close race. The new Marist College public opinion poll shows Kerry over Bush 45% to 44%.
Hey, Marist.
In the 17 key states that could decide the election, it's Kerry 47%, Bush 42%. They've reversed the numbers they had 3 months ago.
You know, I have to tell you, I didn't pontificate about this because we're screwed with time today.
Right.
About Fahrenheit 9/11.
Yeah.
While I was telling you that I think I've heard too much about it, that I went in and didn't have the reaction.
Right.
I think for people who have not seen the movie,
right,
there is a large percentage of people who that movie's going to affect their voting.
I think so.
I don't think you can underestimate the power of this movie.
And the power of cinema in general.
Yeah, and there would even be Bush people that would go in and it would have to come out of the movie and go, you know, even with all of Michael Moore's way of slanting things, you'd have to say, you know, he is kind of a dope, talking about Bush.
There's a lot of hinky stuff in there.
There sure is, and I think that Fahrenheit 9/11 is going to have a major impact on this election, and the fact that Michael Moore is going to get it out on DVD before the election is even better.
Well, really, I think people have to realize just how incredibly powerful movies are in American culture today. And this may be the first time that a movie...
About Anchorman,
affected
how about Anchorman?
Yeah, I mean, that changed my life. Changed the way people watch TV. Republicans did, by the way, take up that Pennsylvania theater owner's offer of a free showing of Fahrenheit 9/11 over the weekend.
All right.
Nearly 50 Republicans showed up on Saturday at a theater in Lewisburg, PA, with only about 10 insisting they buy their own tickets. It cost the theater owner, who's also a college film professor, $280 to buy the rest of the tickets. Now, after the movie, one Republican said he didn't think you could call it a documentary because it didn't represent both sides. and he doesn't believe 9/11 could have been avoided with Al Gore as president instead, but he said he thinks the movie's an important thing to discuss with Democrats. Mostly, though, he says he wishes people wouldn't see it. An 87-year-old woman called the movie the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Of course.
You know, and I had to bite my tongue in this movie because people were talking.
Yes, they do.
During this film. And unlike Spider-Man or a movie like that where I don't want anybody to talk, I couldn't turn around and give someone the hairy eyeball because in many cases, people were, at least the audience we saw it was Saturday night, so it's way 3 weeks past the movie was out.
Was the comment I heard a couple of times, I didn't know that. Yeah.
I didn't hear that, but I also heard that. I also heard this a lot. Oh, that has to be fake. I mean, really. And I'm talking about some of the footage of right. Bush where he's just sitting there looking squirrely with his eyes going back and forth.
Here's one question I have here, because really when I went in, I was thinking about one thing. I had read, and it was kind of spin coming from some of the spinmeisters, that the movie slams the troops. And I didn't think it did anything of the kind.
No.
You come away from the movie thinking, especially at the very end, I think he kind of honors the troops.
I think that he put a good representative sample of both sides of our guys that are over there.
Absolutely.
There are the guys that are there, it's a killing machine, and this is war, is all that.
And that's normal.
And I think he did a very good job of balancing it as well with guys that said, I don't know why we're over here.
And he made the point, again, immorality breeds immorality, so he was kind of even defending the poorly behaved troops in that event.
You know, the one thing that I didn't get, though, and I mentioned this to my boy, I got to be brief. Robbie, give me 30 seconds on the clock.
Seconds,
30 seconds.
Ready?
Okay.
I'll start when you start.
Okay. Here's the deal. Go. He's got the wife, the woman from Flint, whose son is over there, and it works out great for him because of what happens. I mean, not great for him, but, you know, the movie. What I thought was interesting is that in the beginning of the movie, the woman had, two other children who she had enlisted in the Army to get an education. One of them even served in Desert Storm. Mm-hmm. It just struck me as common sense that if you're going to sign your kids up, as this woman did, to serve in the military, and there's a chance they're going to go somewhere and get killed, especially when it's your third one... Anyway, it was weird that...
Did she had a change of heart that it actually happened?
Yeah, she did.
And just remember, the only thing I take issue with that you said, that when you're going to sign your kids up, she doesn't have anything to do with signing them up.
No, but if you remember the movie, she said to her kids, I can't afford to put you through college.
Right.
You're right. She didn't sign
really
them
not,
up.
You know, ultimately, it's not her call, but she did position it. Like, I mean, it was an economic thing more than anything
And
else.
I feel for the woman. I'm not saying that there was anything wrong with the woman. I just thought I would like Michael Moore to have balanced that out in the end, because the first part was very front-heavy on that.
And that's the kind of documentary filmmaking that I have an issue with, is when they follow the person around. They know they're on camera. I mean, I used to take courses studying this. Is this a documentary? Is this not a documentary? And when you see somebody on camera, don't you feel like I do sometimes that, you know, yes, maybe they're completely legitimate about what they're saying, but damn it, they're on camera.
Yeah.
And I get the sense they're performing.
It affects people.
Yeah, I felt that way when she was having the argument with the woman who had
more than any time in the movie
in front of the White House.
Absolutely, more than any time in the movie.
But having said that, I think it's a brilliant movie and it can change a hell of a lot of minds. And it's easy to go in and second guess 3 weeks after the thing's been out, after I've already heard all the stuff that's in it. It's still a pretty amazing movie.
I think it's a good movie to see for everybody. I mean, it makes you think.
Absolutely.
Political fever already running high in Oklahoma, where a man running for county commissioner suspected that somebody was stealing his campaign signs. So he staked out his signs with a video camera. He put on a camouflage clothing.
Like,
he made a great-looking video. He put on camouflage, he hid in some bushes, and he caught the culprit on tape.
We got some video.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Turned out to be the
latest titled Tom Monroe on a new wavelength.
Buddy,
and that's a pretty thing called turning Japanese.
It turned out in this case to be the man he's running against in the election.
Taking his signs.
Was stealing his signs?
And throwing them into a creek.
Hey, now listen, doesn't that remind you of a radio station? All of us in the room could have done this.
Sure. Yes.
Where there was the silver dollar survey or whatever it's up.
Right.
Or if they're giving away bumper stickers at McDonald's, you would drive over with people from your station, take like 500 stickers and throw them in the garbage for the other station.
Why not? The opponent has now apologized, with the victim asking, what kind of example is this for children? The sheriff says he chuckles every time he looks at the videotape.
That's me so sorry. This is awful clock management.
No, we're doing fine.
Like the 2-minute drill and we're still on the 10-yard line. We have to do more of these goddamn fabulous commercials.
Yay!
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
The comedy stars of the Alan Line One Radio Funhouse. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yes, yes, now again. With the news and comments, here's Buzz Gurley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. California governor and former bodybuilder Arnold Schwarzenegger is not backing down from calling the state's lawmakers Gurley men.
I say to everyone here today and to all Californians, my oath and you.
Now, you want to talk about feeling bad about being a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make the decision tomorrow on the show, but you know I'm going to go back that way. Did you see the tape of him saying that thing, the Gurley man thing?
He called them Gurley men?
Yes. Now, the Democratic response, rather than simply say, he's a retard.
You're a moron, right? That would have been good.
They say, it's homophobic, and they want an apology.
Oh, please. That hyphenated word, Gurley men, gained popularity in the 80s during Saturday Night Live skits about bodybuilders with Austrian accents.
You're such a Gurley man.
Hey, Robbie, don't we have a Hans and Franz tape somewhere from a long time ago?
From the White House Easter egg roll.
Right.
Yeah. Well, now, Arnold has turned that expression around to use against lawmakers who have not okayed his new budget. A vote on the budget is already 17 days overdue. But Arnold's a Republican and the lawmakers are Democrats and they don't like his $103 billion spending plan.
Hi, this is Hans and I never, Franz, and we never listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Miller. And why is that? Because they are girly men. All right, enough talk when I'm here to talk. They are too pomp. You are.
We should sue them.
That's where it came from.
It's homophobic.
That is homophobic.
Quoting from his career action movies, Arnold is telling voters to terminate the lawmakers who don't quickly get on board with the budget.
Idiot. You know, that's all he can do is like use catchphrases from his movies.
Nice.
Cherry time.
And now your homeland insecurity update. In San Francisco, a traffic cop assigned to the airport has been caught using the security cameras to ogle women. He took over control of the cameras to get close-ups of his favorite parts of the female form. There are lots of witnesses to this. He could be fired. The 25-year-old veteran traffic cop is facing internal charges now.
Winner! Winner!
I'm picturing that. After complaints from the airport workers who've now gone back to using the cameras, you know, for security.
Out of Le
Mans. I don't know myself. I was bored to tears.
Winner!
I was bored to tears.
Winner!
You know, and I should have a shout-out for Wendell, who is our engineer, who is really, I know we kid him and he overreacts all the time. Mm-hmm. A very sweet guy.
Good heart.
A very good heart, and he's even now better when I'm online about not surprising me, because he has a weird screen name, and it always comes up, and I always type in right away, you know, who the hell is this?
Yes.
Well, last night, it just happened to be, I guess, Wendell's prime time.
Right.
It was like, you know, 9:40, almost 10 o'clock, Sunday night, and I get a thing that comes up, and it's right away, I'll give him some credit, though, because, Rob, I don't... Well, on my part, it was true. Perhaps it was working both ways. Anyway, the instant message comes up, and I see from whatever the moniker is, and I'm like, well, who the hell is it? At least now he writes, hey, it's me, Wendell.
Ah, right.
You know, we had a nice chat last night about how screwed up the studio was, so I just wanted to throw some love Wendell Hall's way.
Winner!
Yeah. Did he mention the part where he's typing this in the front seat of his car outside your window?
Winner!
He did not.
But you don't know it's me! He can do that. Finally, a guy in Tennessee spent his 23rd birthday in jail after police found him early Sunday morning running around nude after stealing a box of snacks from a swimming pool concession stand. Police say the man scaled an 8-foot-high fence while naked and covered in nacho cheese. They found an open bottle of vodka in his Jeep. The man's been charged with...
Hold on. Here's the guy.
The first message is, hey, Rob. Robert the Mailman.
That's who it was.
He's been charged with burglary, vandalism, and indecent exposure.
He looks good with nacho cheese.
And in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Only with his Lakers outfit.
In Wisconsin, police are looking for the prankster who stretched saran wrap across an intersection.
His name wasn't James Philip Sorn, was it?
Two people were hurt as they were knocked off their motorcycle by the food wrap.
Oh, my God.
Last year, someone was wrapping parked cars in the plastic wrap, preventing the owners from getting into their cars. The police consider this a little more serious.
Sure.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yes, Mike, that's right.
We're out of time.
Pretty wild.
Don and Mike... The Don and Bipolar Show.
Oh, stop it.
I'm kidding because I love. We'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. We'll find out how Mike did on his fast.
Yeah, I'm getting bored with it already. Seriously, I don't think I'm making it to dinner.
Tomorrow.
I'm stopping at McDonald's.
Tomorrow, the guy in Sacramento with the restaurant for bald people.
Yes.
Also, the lady who's had 48 different cosmetic surgeries.
48 procedures done.
On ABC's Home Makeover. And missing somebody.
The Republican guy.
The guy that wants me to remain a Republican.
Tomorrow you reveal your party affiliation.
All of that on tomorrow's episode. That's it. We'll see ya. Thank you for listening. We will do a better job tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe.
Although today was good.
Yeah, I thought today was fine.
I love today.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you. You know, you're a dirty birdie, Mike.
Good day to you, sir.
I mean that only in the nicest possible way. I don't mean that in a misery way. I just mean you're an oogie dirty birdie.
Thank you very much.
And you.
I need saran wrap. And
we're not friends.
I need nacho cheese.
Don't forget, we're not friends. You didn't like Anchorman? We're not friends.
My heart. Oh.
Okay.
Eat the big chunks.
Eat a lot.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.